is a Don DeColeon, man.
All I want for my birthday is a
Don DeColeon, man.
When I die, bury me inside the crocodile. When I die, bury me inside the lone star. All I want for my birthday is a
Don DeColeon, man.
All I want for my birthday is a
Yeah, what up? It's the God, Sakim Ra. You chilling with Don DeColeon, man. Your big booty girl, WGAG Radio, live from Brooklyn, you heard?
Got a big booty, so I call him Big Booty. Wrist moving, cookie getting took. I'm in the kitchen. Cams everywhere.
Damn.
Just made a juice. I got fans everywhere.
Damn.
You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath.
Damn.
Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag. Extend your clip. Extend your roll. When your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. Have weed killers going on the Jefferson. See, I done had my bones than Pakistan. Dope bum, in a pill bomb. See, nigga, I'm ballin', you in real call. When I die, bury me inside the jury style. When I die, bury me inside the true style. True to my religion, to everything, I'm too different. So when I die, bury me.
Don DeColeon, man. Don DeColeon, man.
You're listening to Don DeColeon Show at WGAG Radio.
Hey, yo, turn your speakers up. It's time for the loudmouth precious bitch in cyberspace. The baddest bitch in El Camino. The bitch your bitches love to hate. The bitch your niggas love to hate. The bitch the whole world love to hate. Put your hands together for the one, the only, Don DeColeon.
My shit, and y'all won't even buy it. Due to the fact that there are some people who think I'm dirty, I really couldn't give a shit, but for all y'all hiding my shit, fuck you.
Thank you.
store with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension, a dimension of sound, a dimension of sight, a dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Don DeColeon Show.
Oh, yeah. Y'all already know what time it is. The moment that you've been waiting for, the one that you've been waiting to hear, the one that calls the call, that calls the effect. Put your hands together for the baddest bitch in El Cologne. Don DeColeon!
Cologne. I'm in the love of the all, and all love is in me. I am a part of the all, and the all is a part of me. I am one with the all, and the all is one with me. I can succeed as a part of the all and fail as an individual. I can be all that I wish in the all, as long as my wish is to stay in the all. I'm never alone. The all is, I am. The all can, I can. The all does, I do. Cologne.
What's good with y'all, man? It is Monday, February the 3rd, 2014, up in this biatch. Good God almighty, man. Y'all niggas on time today and shit, man. What's happening after party? VIP chat room, what's good with y'all? Yeah, man, we had an all-star heavy weekend, or shall I say a strong beginning, man, Saturday and Sunday. Nefertiti ended the WGAG radio with the Super Bowl 2014, goddamn. Good God almighty, man. Special shout-out to everybody, man, that called in, that tuned in, that actually watched the game and listened to the commentating done by Nefertiti surviving the game, Jay Illa. Big Sam called in, too. Goddamn, Big Sam, old smart-ass nigga. I heard you, nigga, man. What's happening with you, Jay Illa? Y'all voice is not as hoarse as Nefertiti, though, right? Y'all niggas smooth as fuck. Anyway, man, special shout-out to that, man. I don't know. I don't know if it's safe to say, hey, how can you watch the game and listen to it again all at the same goddamn time, man? WGAG Radio, blogtalkradio.com/WGAG-radio, man. Back to back, Nefertiti surviving the games off the chain. Man, and God damn it, Don DeColeon fucking thought that the damn game started at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What the fuck? I ain't gonna even tell y'all what the fuck I did around about 8:15, 8:30. I ain't gonna even tell y'all motherfuckers what my dumb ass did. I'm gonna keep that shit to my fucking self and shit. Stupid as fuck. And then, Sananda, you know, I'm napping here in the store. Like, you know what I'm saying? I came here, and I said, well, I'm going to get a nap in first, you feel me? Because then I'll be closer, you know, woo-woo-woo. But make a long story goddamn short, man. Man, I fucking, oh, my God, I need my ass kicked. Listen, I know y'all heard me on Saturday night. Ask Neff. I said, ain't it at 9 o'clock, Neff? Did not Neff say, yes, Don, 9 o'clock? I'm giving out all the damn times at the goddamn Holy Tabby show. I'm like Central Time, West Coast Time, and all that fucking shit. Neff talking about, yep, that's it, that's it. I'm like 6 o'clock, goddamn West Coast Time, Eastern Time, 9 o'clock p.m. and shit. Oh, my fucking God. Man, my dumb ass, man, I went to fucking Dollar General at 8:40 fucking 5, bought a whole bunch of potato chips, goddamn cookies, little fucking Debbies. And I'm saying to myself, why the fuck, where the fuck everybody at? How come these goddamn, how come everybody not already went and goddamn raided the damn potato chip aisle and shit? Yo, Sananda was like, Mom, I was trying to tell your ass that the game started at 6:30, but you cussed me out, told me to get out your face and shit at 6 o'clock. Man, I missed everything. I didn't even fucking know that Queen Latifah's song, the whatever that shit called. What's that shit called? American Anthem or whatever the fuck that stupid shit. I missed all that shit. I didn't even know this bitch was gonna fucking sing. God damn, I'm mad at myself. You know what I'm saying? And for the record, I don't watch football. I know y'all know that shit, but I do listen to Nefertiti Surviving the Game when she, you know what I'm saying, when she do, you know, when she commentate, call goddamn shots, call plays on Super Bowls and NBA finals and championships and shit like that. That's all day, every day. I wait for this moment. And that, then I can also help produce the damn show. So I feel fucked up. I feel left out. You know what I'm saying? I feel very left out. And too bad I can't rewind the shit and let's start this bitch over on Sunday and do that shit all over again. But this is some real fucked up shit, man. I feel bad. I feel fucking bad. Neff, did you ever upload the halftime that you had for us? Did you ever upload the halftime show? Remember you had something for us? You couldn't do it? Aw, man, that's some bullshit.
Sorry.
Anyway, man, wait,
Don.
I hear a voice. Is this you?
Don. Yes, me. Don, I tried to call you yesterday to wake you up. You didn't answer? I did.
Nigga, you sound fucked up right now,
child. I know. Let me get off the air, but I...
Were you yelling and shit, nigga? Because when I, by the time I tuned in, your voice kind of seemed like it was the same.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of yelling with the so many touchdowns by fucking Seattle and turnovers. I mean, when it's a blowout, when you got a game that's like totally one-sided, you got to try to keep it hype. But that's what I did. I tried, you know, keep my energy up, stay loud, big plays, you know. I mean, that's what you got to do when you got such a one-sided game. So, yeah, I did live screaming, yelling yesterday.
Girl, how about that goddamn car, that truck he ended up in? How about that damn truck he ended up getting there?
That's some bullshit. They used to give out Corvettes. Now they're giving out flatbed F-150s. I was like,
that wasn't an F-150. That was a Silverado.
Well, shit, they the same to me. Shit. Oh, man.
That was a goddamn
Silverado,
man. That nigga was like, you can tell the look on that nigga's face like, do I supposed to act surprised about this fucking truck, yo? What's that nigga name that got the truck?
Malcolm Smith. Malcolm Smith.
Man, he probably going to get that shit to hit daddy or some goddamn about the ride, ain't he?
Right. Right. Like, he ain't no construction worker. What is this shit?
He can get me
flatbed?
That shit, girl. I love trucks, honey. I ride the hell out of a fucking truck.
Yeah, they used to give Corvettes out.
That shit ain't even custom. It ain't even, they ain't even custom. They ain't even fucking custom made the motherfucker for them. They just...
I saw some shit, yo.
I got a problem with the shit I saw last night. I saw some real faggot-ass shit, man. Neff, did you see some real faggot-ass shit on the sideline going on?
You always see a lot of faggot shit on that sideline going on. What did you see?
Yo, man, I seen, and they kept showing this shit, too. They knew. They wanted us to see this faggot-ass shit back to back to back to back. It was this real nice-looking black guy. He was in this white guy. Do you know, you see the scene? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Okay. On the Seattle side? You saw it on the Seattle side, right?
Yeah, it was on Seattle side, man. Come on, Jay Illa, man. Y'all think for me, please. Y'all know I don't know these motherfuckers. And they was all in each other's faces and shit, man. And the nigga, man, I passed. Okay, good, Vita. I ain't by my damn self. She said she saw it, too. And so the black guy, he's a football player. And the other guy is, I guess he's one of the coaches. I don't fucking know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't hear what they saying. But you know, I'm familiar with looking at the mouth when you looking at a motherfucking mouth when you're talking. And they in each other's face and shit. They played this shit over and over again. You know what I'm saying? It was like, and he's smiling and talking to the white man, and he looking down at the white man's lips. Now, they face to face. They in each other's face and shit. You know what I'm saying? You probably didn't fucking see that shit, yo. I was like, man, this is real fucking homo shit going on around this motherfucker.
This guy had dreads? Did he have dreads?
Now, the dude with the dreads, I saw that shit, too.
Okay, because I saw one with the dreads.
I saw that shit, too, man. It was just some real fucking homo shit. But they played, when the game was over, they took it right back to that scene I saw earlier, you know, not during the game, but remember I came late. But they took it right back to that fucking scene. They played that little clip in slow motion of the black guy, the black ball player in the white man's face or the white man in his face. And they was just, oh, what the fuck? Yo, they was like, you know, like, damn, if I could just rewind that shit back because I'm good at lip reading, but I was too shocked. Like, man, what the fuck is this shit? The hell is right. going on with this shit? It was like, you know what I'm saying? It was like, it was, God damn, I can't explain it. Fuck it.
Just projecting that image out. They just, like you said, it. For those who can't even read, it's just the look of a man, black man and a white man embracing like that. Yeah.
Man, you
had
to see that shit. I swear it was like, I was trying to discern whether or not the baller, he cute too. Don't get me wrong, this motherfucker's real cute, got a pretty smile though. And I was trying to discern whether he was the bitch or the fucking cracker was the bitch in their conversation, you know what I'm saying? It was
okay.
Like some shit like, you know what I'm saying? It was like the white guy was like, you know what I'm saying? I know you're going to give me some after this shit, right? And the black guy was like, yeah, you know I'm going to give you some, man. You know you good for it.
Oh, no. That's the trick. That shit is crazy because you say it in slow mo, so they can take a split second, something that happened for 2 seconds in a moment of celebration and turn it into some whole other shit. That shit.
No, Neff, I'm telling you, this is before the game was over. This is way before. This might have been like that third quarter because I came in like at the last end of the third quarter. And so
right.
coming into the fourth quarter, that's when I saw it. But who would have
okay.
fucking imagined that the producers, wasn't it on Fox?
Yes.
That Fox
yes.
producers would play that clip right after the Super Bowl was over. Right after they won, they pulled that shit and played that bitch again. They played, they
oh.
showed them doing, and then they slowed it down. That's when they slowed it down.
Okay, I see what you're saying. You're saying they took a clip from them near the fourth quarter.
Yeah, on the sidelines, boo.
Okay.
They were on the sidelines. They were showing a lot of that sideline shit, yo.
Right. I thought it was like when they celebrated, you know, all the motherfuckers.
No, this is before celebration.
Oh.
It was like
okay.
they already knew they had the game, of course, third, because I came in on third quarter
right.
going into the fourth. So it was like, you know what I'm saying? So they showed that little shit, you know, showed a little sideline shit. And then right after, you know, they won the Super Bowl and shit. And I think it was right, you know, when the black guy was interviewing, you know what I'm saying, the two white men. And then the black guy came and got the truck and shit. It was around
yeah.
that time is when they played that fucking, that clip that I saw earlier.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And did it in slow
fucking
motion, nigga. In slow motion. And when you see it in slow motion, my nigga, that shit looks like I said it look. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give me some.
Right.
Yeah, you know, you good for it, man. Looking at his lips and shit. Nigga, the nigga was looking all at the white man lips like, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, yeah, you good for it. You know, like, yo, this some real sick-ass shit. I saw a lot of sick-ass shit. Probably why they knocked my ass out, Mr. Sandman. They want me to see nothing else.
No doubt.
Sick ass motherfuckers, man. Okay, so I got a question. So how did Queen Latifah do with the American anthem?
I mean, Dana, Dana. I mean, she sounded okay. I mean, I'm sure it was, I wonder was it recorded? You know, it sounded live. I mean,
I don't know. I want a clip real quick, man. Can somebody give me
the
clip of Queen Latifah? I want to hear her. I just saw it on the news article that you know she had on the little jacket and she was singing.
Right.
I said, damn, I didn't know this bitch did the anthem. I was wondering who was gonna do the anthem.
She didn't do the national anthem. She did America the Beautiful.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Different, ain't it?
Yeah, yeah. And they had some other white chick do the anthem, but it was a whole bunch of. I started noticing now they do a lot of this. they do a lot of this fucking. They do some a lot of this We America fight for the something prior to the game. They really into this. I don't know how to explain it, how they set up the Super Bowl now. It's some real patriotic, we fight for the rights of many and all this shit. It was like a rendition of the Grammys having a gay wedding, but they did it in a military football way. You know, because I always tell people military NFL is tied together. The people who founded the NFL are military men, were military
right.
men. So, but yeah, I don't know what they doing these days with that shit. But I thought it was interesting in the production, the beginning production of the Super Bowl. But,
okay, yeah. So how did Bruno Mars do? I got the clip. What's the name gave me the clip, too. I'm going to play it real quick. I want to hear her. Goddamn,
yeah,
Queen Latifah. I'm a boy Bruno Mars. Do.
I said he did a 1967 throwback show with his pop music. The nigga dressed like James Brown, and he looked like Jackie Wilson. But, he did what he do. It was good. You know, he entertained and brought out the Chili Peppers. But, all right, this nigga was really doing James Brown from the feet and shooting everything. So I guess he was paying homage to something. But, you'll check it out. I like
well, you know, Bruno ain't really somebody I'm checking for, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But he alright.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't like he, you know what I'm saying, superstar and shit.
Right.
But, alright, let me play my little clip, man. I got it. Vita gave it to me. Y'all gonna get a silence in the after party. Give me 1 second. I got to hear this girl sing. Alright, here we go. Queen Latifah.
In celebration of this beautiful country, performing America the Beautiful with the New Jersey Youth Chorus, music, film, and television star, Queen.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious sky, for amber.
That was all right. Any comments? Any comments? I know y'all, you know I'm late. Goddamn, I got it right. Y'all heard me say it in the background. Goddamn it. Shit. Motherfucker. America the Beautiful. Queen LaVita said it was garbage. Man. Shit, it wasn't that bad. It was all right, man. I was just thinking, like, the whole time, like, man, why the fuck did they get her to sing America the Beautiful? They couldn't get nobody else. They couldn't get Oprah. Oprah should have sung that shit, All in Favor. Oprah should have sung that motherfucker right. That shit would have been good in the motherfucker right. But it was like, and now, America the Beautiful, Oprah Winfrey. That shit would have been incredible, goddamn, get Oprah saying that shit. Anyway, I got some, we're going to get it back into our nine ball, though, real talk, because I want to fucking finish that shit. We actually did some of it, parts of the opposites, the law of opposites, Where we at? On Nefertiti Surviving the Game Show on Friday, which goes into Lincoln and how he was basically saying that black people and Caucasians should not coexist in the same place at the same time, which shows what the laws of opposites are absolutely about. And, of course, this is a Patriot show today. Praise God. And we love you, Abraham Lincoln, just for pointing that out to your Caucasian buddies that, yes, we are not supposed to be on the same at the same place at the same goddamn time, motherfucker. And, yep. We love our presidents, don't we? Sanara Ho, we love them. Goddamn you. Anyway, but I got something for y'all, man. I dropped the link real quick, man. This shit fucked me up because I actually thought this bitch was LaToya Jackson. Have y'all seen Tammy Roman? The bitch done bleached herself to fucking paper. The bitch looked like some white paper. Yo, I thought it was LaToya Jackson at first. Did you see that shit? Look at that motherfucker, yo. That shit fucked me up. It was a picture on the right that I saw. And I was like, who the fuck is that, LaToya Jackson, before she fucked up her whole goddamn face and shit? But that's actually Tammy Roman. Tammy, what the bitch name is? Tammy Roman. It makes sense because her last name is Roman, but that's neither here nor there. This is coming from Madam Nori or whatever. But, yeah, basketball-wise star Tammy Roman caught up in skin bleaching scandal. And it says, and I quote, well, folks, the skin bleaching police are on the loose again. Just last month, we told you that Love and Hip Hop star K. Michelle was being accused of bleaching her skin. This time, they're going after basketball wives Tammy Roman. It's unclear exactly when the rumors actually began, but it appears that they were triggered by a few recent photos shared to the reality star's Instagram page in which she looks a lot lighter than she did back when she emerged on Basketball Wives scene. Fans also pointed out the drastic difference from how she looks now in comparison to how she looked during the Real World days. Once Twitter users caught wind of the rumors, they showed no mercy. Here's what one Twitter wrote. Tammy looking like Bella from Twilight. Oh, there goes somebody else said the same shit I said. Said Tammy went full LaToya Jackson, shaking my damn head. She was naturally beautiful. This is so unnecessary, see? That's what I thought from LaToya Jackson. Another Twitter fan said, a Tammy fan or whatever, says, why Tammy out here looking like a damn ghost? This is terrible. But, hey, there's a little man, that little nigger named Dr. York, man. That nigger said, man, Leviathan would have ghosted everybody in just a matter of years. This is what we're looking at right here. That little nigger. You know that little nigger I'm talking about? You know that little nigger, the one that say crazy is a goddamn lie and a pimp. That motherfucker said that shit. And you have to wonder, like, ghost eyes, how the fuck that shit's going to happen? Mm-hmm. Yep. There it is, man. I can't believe this shit. While some fans instantly assume that Tammy bleached her skin, others reason that her lighter appearance was probably due to her use of the wrong kind of makeup. Tammy got a whole shelf of white women foundation on her face, says one Twitter fan. In Tammy's defense, it's also possible that she has been using an Instagram filter that makes her photo appear lighter. So, of course, they asking, what do you think? Is Tammy bleaching her skin or are folks going overboard as usual? That bitch bleaching her goddamn skin, motherfucker. That's right there in your goddamn face. I knew it when the bitch started getting titties and stomach goddamn alterations and... Man, that bitch got a nose job and everything, yo. Oh, my God. This is terrible, man. I just got to blame the black man for this shit. You see what the fuck you done had, got us black women doing, motherfuckers, your fault. You see this shit? You see this shit? I blame the black man for this shit. I blame his ass. I blame all black men for this shit. You see this shit, nigga? You wasn't happy. You fucking complained about our weeds. Then you kept saying the bitch want to look like a fucking white woman. And you done drove these bitches to actually start to goddamn change the color of their goddamn skin and they nose. I blame you motherfuckers. Every last one of you niggas, I blame you for that shit. See what happened? You couldn't just say, damn, baby, your fucking fake hair looks nice on you. But no, you made it worse. You drove us to hate ourselves even more and more and more. You fucking niggas. I blame you motherfuckers for it. The same way you sick fuck blame us for black men fucking each other. We blame you for black bitches turning they selves white. How about that? We even, motherfuckers. We even like a motherfucking. And personally, we prefer all black men to fuck each other. God damn it. That keeps your nasty ass off of us. Like, we like that. That's not a problem with that. Shit. All black niggas need to goddamn just go fuck each other so we can stay focused and shit. God damn it. We all for that shit. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Speaking of black man, my son want to come back home. He said, my son want to come home. He was like, mama want him to come home and shit. I act like I ain't hear that shit. You know when he sent that shit, right? Yeah, it's February, right? I was about to tell you, Big Sam. He sent that shit and goddamn about February the 1st, about 12 a.m. after he said, happy birthday, mama. He was the first one to send me a birthday, happy birthday for giving birth to Tierra. And then he came back about maybe like in the wee hours of the morning. I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to come home. That's my nigga, honey. That's my nigga. Yeah, that little goddamn evil, goddamn soul out of his ass now. The nigga woke up and realized, talking about, what the fuck am I? How did I get here? How did I get here to my cousin's house? What the fuck just happened? Yeah, I know. They take control of a vehicle. I keep telling y'all that shit. I'm living witness of this shit. This shit is crazy. Fucking take possession of a motherfucker body to complete a mission and shit. See, that Dr. York, sometimes you get pissed off listening to this motherfucker. Because you hate when a nigga be talking that sci-fi shit and that shit come out to be right than a motherfucker. How they goddamn, how your ancestors or anybody from your bloodline jump from hydrogen, get from behind, go to behind hydrogen and shit, and then come back and take possession of a loved one's body, the same blood now. They take possession of the bloodline, someone of the same blood, to complete a fucking mission. Fuck out of here. Too much. Come on in, 775-338. Your mic is wide open. Where you at, work? Reno, this you.
What's up, what's up?
What's good with you, Reno?
What's good, what's good? Getting ready to go to work, yeah. First, I got to go cross the ticket and that's going to be all the things from yesterday, all the first, we got to do that first.
Hold on, take us off speaker because we got to hear this shit good because you know that, I don't know if y'all been paying attention, that Reno has been consulting with Nefertiti in regards to, you know, money in the game. So we going to need to hear this shit clear as hell. We got to hear this shit precise.
Okay, wait a minute. Can you hear me pretty good because I'm on Bluetooth and you know we can't drive without...
Man, you can't pull over real quick and take us out Bluetooth. Can y'all hear her clear enough? Can y'all hear her clear enough? Give us another mic check, Reno.
Mic check.
Okay, go ahead. Now, we got to hear this shit.
Okay, this is what we had. Seattle to win the first quarter. Well, Seattle to make the first score. Seattle to get the first touchdown. Seattle to get the first interception. We didn't bet on the safety. Seattle to get the first touchdown. Let's see. We had Seattle on the money line. Now, on our main ticket, we had Broncos and over, but we had that batch up with another ticket, Seattle on the money line. Let's see. What else? trying to think what else did we have on our ticket. I think that was it.
Okay, now what were all the ones that Nefertiti surviving the game said to do, and the ones that, that actually, the ones that she said to do, and it came in?
Give me 2 seconds. Hold on 1 second. Give me 2 seconds.
One, two, time's up.
Hold up.
I want to hear this shit because Reno was coming in even at the fucking goddamn, what? Reno was coming in at goddamn the Holy Tablet Show questioning Neff on this goddamn, on the plays, on what to bet on, how this shit going to happen, or what about the cost. Okay, we here. What you got?
Okay, you say which one did Neff choose?
Yeah,
no,
the
Neff team. The only thing that we didn't get right was the Broncos being first to score in the second quarter and the Broncos getting the first touch in half. Everything else is right. Seattle being ahead, going to half. Everything she said was right. All six out of seven bets she had right.
6 out of 7 bets. Okay. So how much money y'all got, boo?
Well, okay. You ready for this?
Say what?
You ready for this? This is what happened. I sent my husband to make the bet. Exactly. I sent my husband to make the bet. The only thing, we even won the side bet with Pam Oliver Wig. But anyway, I sent my husband to make the bet. So he come back with some tickets with some $5 bets. And I said, what is this? He said that, well, the deed that you gave me, the screen was moving too fast, so I couldn't make all the different bets that you needed. So I didn't know what $5 on this and $5 on that, and here's the rest of your change back.
What the fuck?
That's all right. Next year, I'll make the bets myself.
Say what?
I said, next year I'll go make the
best
myself.
Man, what the hell? That sound like some straight-up nigga shit.
I know. Don't worry. We got the money. Don't worry. We still got the money.
How much y'all get then?
Not a whole lot.
How much would y'all would have gotten if he would have did exactly what Neff said to do?
If he would have did exactly, it was 110-1. So if he would have been exactly, matter of fact, where's my ticket? Hold on. Okay. If he would have put the $100 on here, it was +115. So it's $1.15 for every dollar that you bet. So if he would have put the $100 on there, it would have been $175.75.
Total.
Off of a $5 bet. Off of a $100 bet. You would have got the $100 back, plus you would have won $175.75.
Out of all of them, or just one bet? Because I don't know how it works.
$200 ticket. Oh, just one ticket with the Broncos on the money.
So in other words, that y'all would have won probably over $2,500.
We would have won $175. It's $100 back that you placed on the bet in the first.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, Antichrist said he probably lying though, but Antichrist said he won $2,500. Antichrist, you got to call in and tell us. I don't believe that shit. We got to fucking interrogate your ass. Call in.
Right.
I got to hear how you won $2,500 off the game. So your boo, honey, your husband did not play the plays that Neff said.
He said the lines was moving too fast across the screen. This is what I think. It doesn't matter if your lines are moving too fast across the screen. All you need to do is call out to the ticket operator and let them know, I want Broncos on the money line, or I want Seattle on the money line. I want a bet on Pam Oliver Wig. You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't know the numbers that are going across the screen.
Okay, Galactic Scientist said, hubby done dropped the ball. Okay, oh, that's good. That's good, because you ain't mad at him, though, are you?
Oh, God, no.
Good. Okay, 267, Antichrist, is this you?
Yes, it is.
267-258. Antichrist, is this you? Unmute your mic, Antichrist.
Well,
come on.
Yeah.
This you.
Yeah, this is Antichrist.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Everything's good. Yeah, I went to a gamble party yesterday. It was actually like a mini casino. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I put $5 down, and $5 on my eyes, won the game, got the fuck out of there, and that was that.
You put $5 on what?
Put a nickel down on the game for $5
What's
on my eyes.
What's a nickel, 500?
Yeah, you $5 on my eyes to the underdog, and, you know, the game was over, took my money, got the fuck out of there.
I don't understand,
you know,
how it works, though. You're moving too fast for me. Okay, what do you mean you put $500 on what?
I put $5 down on the underdog, and,
Basically, who the fuck is the underdog?
That was Seattle at the house, at the gamble house. You know what I mean? I called them in the casino park, whatever. Anyway, yeah, I put $5 down, underdog, $5 on my eyes. So every dollar you put, you get $5. But the minimum bet is $100. You can't put no less than $100 down at that spot. You know what I'm saying? So I put a nickel down, and I went, you know, five times five, 25. Got my shit and got the fuck out of there, just kept moving. It was that simple. What, nothing extra, nothing surprise, or nothing like that, you know.
Okay, so why did you put your money on the underdog?
Every year, I never lose a Super Bowl yet. I haven't lost a Super Bowl for like 10 years straight as far as when I put money in it. You know what I'm saying? I just know. I mean, for whatever reason, I was like, you know, it's just the hype. I always look at it as a mafia game. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, to me, I was figuring a lot of people was going to take the Denver because of Peyton Manning and his little bitch-ass hype. You know what I'm saying? In the mafia, to me, you know, like I said, the mafia, they throw the odds on there, but they still win their cash. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just took it like that. You know?
Okay.
Ain't nothing special. I said it's that simple. Ain't nothing special. You know what I mean? I do that every fucking year, and I always win. There's nothing to me.
So, nigga, you got $2,500 for real?
Yeah, hell yeah. The shit, if I didn't, I'd be grinding, you know what I mean? Well, somebody be hurt, and you know, I put my nickel down. Nigga, you better fucking pay me, you know. That's the name of the game.
Okay, so how do you get your money after, what is it called? Like, is it some type of gambling hall or what? Like, where did you go to do this?
They usually, you know, they always play the run numbers, and then they play. It's a big-ass house. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I guess they pay the cops off. Who fucking knows? Who cares? Everything is safe in there, though. They check you out. They mean, they check you down. They pat you down and all that.
Is it white people in there, Italians or some old shit, or just straight niggas?
It's a lot. It's niggas in Asia. So it's mainly Asian niggas, though. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of Cambodians and, Laos and Thai motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Korean, a lot of Asian-ass niggas.
Antichrist says you go in there and they pat you down.
Well, yeah. You know, I'd rather go in a spot like that when they pat you the fuck down because, you know, niggas act stupid. You know what I'm saying? You know.
So what do you see when you first walk into that motherfucker? Do you see, like, a lot of money on the table or some old shit? And some Chinese people?
Not really. It ain't no money flashing around. You know what I'm saying? Like, when they're gambling, it's chips. Everything is chips, you know what I'm saying? And when you gamble, you go to the when you gamble with sports, you go to the different windows, and you know what I'm saying? And you just go from there. You just put your money down. You put your money with them, and then you get a ticket. You know what I'm saying? And you know, you take it from there. You know, then after that, you know, if you want to do extra shit like, you know, shoot dice or whatever, you could do that. You know what I mean? But you got to cash in your chips. Everything is chips, so they ain't, you know, it ain't, you know what I'm saying? And there's another good reason that shit was for, like, since I was a young buck. Because I was like maybe 10, 11, you know what I'm saying? I knew about that spot from that time, going in there, just wanting to, you know, not gambling, but just watching people in there coming in and out. Stuff, shit like that, you know what I mean? So.
Well, you paid for like a Cambodian-looking nigga, though, ain't you? Ain't you from Thailand or Taiwan or one of them little
yeah,
spots?
Yeah, Thailand.
You blend in
Thailand.
Like he ain't fucking with them motherfuckers, don't you?
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, them niggas, they try to speak the little Thai language and shit like that. And, you know, different languages, and I understand all that shit. I could understand.
You speak that shit?
I understand it more than I can speak it. You know what I'm saying? You know, they'll say certain words, and I'll put it all together. And I'll be like, oh, I know what the fuck you're talking about. You know what I mean? And, you know, it is what it is, though.
My nigga Antichrist won
$2,500. Yeah, that's God, it's easy. The Super Bowl game is fucking easy. If you know how that shit runs far. To me, like, I look at it like it's all a mafia game. The big games, like the playoff games and the Super Bowl, all mafia games. And I think like that, let me fucking wait till I, you know, so I just go with them, you know. It is what it is. I said, you know, I don't talk that much, Don. I'm done.
It's an honor. Thank you for calling in and answering my questions, okay, without calling me a, without saying that I'm not working with a full deck of cards and shit. Thank you for answering all my questions so we know this nigga can't be lying. But you still need to take a picture of your money so I can make sure it's for real, though.
Getting caught up. All right, I'm out, Don. I'm done.
It's an honor. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Okay, so Antichrist won $2,500 and Reno won $5. Incredible. That's some fucking interesting shit right there, y'all. Well, Nefertiti, Survivor the Game, called it all. She said 6 out of 7. You got them all right, Nef. Good God Almighty. Too bad, goddamn. She didn't want to send her husband. It reminded me of my daddy when my mom sent that nigga to go play numbers and shit. And it hit. But my dad don't do it right. He just fucks it up. He got like 1,000 fucking excuses on why he come back with the wrong numbers and shit. It's that shit. Any goddamn way. But you say, Vita, men do that? Yeah, men do that shit. Self-sabotagers and shit. But, hey, Rena ain't mad. Rena them rich anyway, man. They just like, you know how rich folks is, man. They just like to, they like to lose just as, they just like to do it any fucking way. It's no big deal to them. I was like, you ain't mad at your nigga? Oh, no. Fucking not. It was his money any fucking way. Anyway, man, we got the 9 ball coming up in 20 freaking minutes. So get it together. Pull your 9 ball up, your 4th count, man. We're about to get into it. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to get into that right there, the 9 ball, laws of opposites.
What goes around comes back around. Hey,
my baby.
What goes around comes back around. Hey,
my baby.
I say what goes around comes back around. Hey,
my baby.
What goes around.
Mystical teacher sat by the seaside. It was about 5 o'clock because we heard the free ride. Anyway, the teacher was talking in stride, sitting upon a rock that was wide and warning against false pride. Come to where I reside, a woman cried, and the teacher replied, do you serve your fish fried? Yes, she replied, with potato salad on the side. And the teacher replied, well, where do you reside? She said, up on the hillside, it's not a far ride. If you came to have dinner, I would be so gratified. The teacher replied, it's 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, you decide. She replied, 7 o'clock, do you like stir fried? She was mystified and felt so dignified. The teacher was coming to the house where she resides, so she purified with pesticides. Calling her friends up nationwide. Some of her friends were tongue-tied. They felt so glorified. She made steamed fish, baked fish, fish that was fried, soup, steamed vegetables, potato salad on the side. You could smell the bread in the oven far and wide. Natural juices and water purified. Organic fruits brought from the countryside. With silver forks and knives placed side by side. You could not be dissatisfied. Looking out the window, staring at the mountainside, you would have died. 6:59, she's swollen with pride. As the moment intensified, there's a knock from outside. She opens the door, for the teacher has arrived. But to her surprise, it was a bomb who cried, please, I smelt the bread from outside. One piece, and then she replied, the teacher is coming, he's soon to have arrived. You're making me look bad, come on now, step aside. The bomb then replied, when I say I'm hungry, I haven't lied. Give me some of that chicken that you just fried. She replied, chicken fried? No, that's for the teacher, you're not purified. Then she slammed the door and went back inside. Sat on the couch with the TV guide. She looked at the clock, it was 7:09, then 7:30. He still hasn't arrived. 8 o'clock, she was on the downside. 9 o'clock, by now she's teary-eyed. She pissed off and her anger multiplied. She cried, then fell asleep dissatisfied. Next day, she woke up and was preoccupied with meeting the mystical teacher who lied. Where could he hide? She ran down by the seaside. He was there teaching about false pride. You lied, she replied. You lied. You said you would be there at 7 o'clock. You lied, he replied. No. no, I have not lied. I came at 6:59 and you told me to move aside. I asked for bread and chicken that was fried, and you said that I wasn't purified. She replied, I wasn't notified. I had no idea that you was the bomb that cried. And the teacher sighed, then replied, this concludes our lesson on false pride.
The baddest bitch in El Cologne.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
There are relics that predate the universe itself. What lies within her appears to be one of them. Nine realms are not eternal. They had a dawn as they will have a dusk. But before that dawn,
the baddest bitch in El Cologne
reigned absolute and unchallenged.
Dawn, the Coleon,
made a weapon out of that darkness, and it was called the Ether. While the other relics often appear as stones,
the baddest bitch in El Cologne
is fluid and ever-changing. It changes matter into dark matter. It seeks out host bodies, drawing strength from their life force.
Dawn, the Coleon,
sought to use the ether's power to return the universe to one darkness. Darkness. Darkness.
You underestimate the power of the dark side. Your powers are weak.
Long before the birth of light, there was darkness. And from that darkness came the
baddest bitch in El Cologne.
Millennia ago, the most ruthless of their kind,
Dawn, Coleon,
sought to transform our universe back into one of eternal night. Such evil was possible through the power of the ether, an ancient force of infinite destruction.
You underestimate the power of the dark side. Your powers are weak.
El Cologne,
bad
on
bitch in
El Cologne,
bad as bitch in El Cologne,
bad as bitch in El Cologne,
bad
as bitch in
El Cologne,
bad as bitch in El Cologne,
bad as bitch in El Cologne,
bad as bitch in El Cologne, bad as
bitch in El Cologne,
bad as bitch in
El Cologne.
You cannot escape destiny. Accept your fate. You are beaten.
Yeah, the darkness is once again visible, niggas. You know what time it is. You tuned in to WGAG Radio at this time for one reason only. To hear the greatest voice transmitting throughout cyberspace. You know who she is. The Sublime Oracle. The baddest bitch in El Cologne. Yeah, it's time for the Dawn Coleon Show.
You underestimate the power of the dark side.
The baddest bitch in El Cologne.
Your thoughts betrayed you. Your powers are weak. So you've chosen to die here. Expect no mercy. There is no escape. You cannot escape destiny. Accept your fate. You are weak. I will destroy you. Triple darkness is your destiny. Do not fight your fate. You are beaten. You have wasted my time. This is the end. You have yet to master the way of the Force. Don't underestimate the power of the Force. Give yourself to the dark side. It is useless to resist. Do not resist. Unwise. This is the end. If you only knew the power of the dark side. Give yourself to the dark side. If you only knew the power of the dark side. Give yourself to the dark side. Do you now understand the power of the dark side? But it ends here.
Now give it up for the baddest bitch in El Cologne. Dawn, Nicole Young.
You know, it's like that, being the baddest bitch in El Cologne. And sometimes, just because you're the baddest bitch in the El Cologne, you might just want to masturbate to the affirmation.
I do a cool tackle, that's why I don't be by more El Cologne. I need a fee, I shook show El Cologne. Why cool, I shook isn't CD. I knew Farugan show El Cologne. Why El Cologne isn't Farugan show me. I need a wahid my El Cologne. Why El Cologne isn't wahid my me. Any Akilu and Jihu Kama Farugan show El Cologne. Why cool Kama Farugan. Ani akilu akwenu kul dik ani akfizu fi el kolon kama kafiza izu lia amazu fi el kolon ania kabaha wahud el kolon izu ania el kolon yakilu ani akilu el kolon yadnalu ani abnalu.
I am in the love of the all, and all love is in me. I am a part of the all, and the all is a part of me. I am one with the all, and the all is one with me. I can succeed as a part of the all and fail as an individual. I can be all that I wish in the all, as long as my wish is to stay in the all. I'm never alone. The all is, I am. The all can, I can. The all does, I do.
Great day, ladies and gentlemen, man. Welcome to the Don Nicolione Show. It's Friday, players. That means make sure everybody have a strong beginning and not a weekend. The L Totally Tavern Show is tomorrow, Saturday night at 9 p.m. It's official. The L Totally Tavern Show, baby, hosted by Don Nicolione, Zena, and maybe Zena this time, too, as well. You know, hey, Zena sure makes her little goddamn public appearance from time to time now. And whoever else, man, come on and join us Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Nabet, I ain't even going to ask your ass shit. I ain't even going to do it today. Feel me? I ain't even going to be like, Nabet, why you don't fuck with us on my L Totally Show on Saturday night? I be tired. I got to get my rest. I already know. I ain't even going to ask. Just let that shit go. But great day to everybody on the call lines. Great day, Nick Bat, over there at the after party. But shout out to everybody tuning in around the world, listening to the Don Nicolione Show on WGAG Radio. Much blessings, prosperity, protection, and health, and knowledge, and wisdom, and understanding to you and yours, baby. Please. That's what we need in these last days and time around here. Great day to all my peoples over there on Lockdown Radio. Lockdown Radio, again, my bad, got to put the A-G-I-N in it. Lockdown Radio again on YouTube. We're simulcasting or streaming into Lockdown Radio from Blog Talk Radio, WGAG Radio. Yeah, it's a lockdown. Great day, Patrice. Great day, Zena. Hope all is well with you. Great day to all my peoples tuning in, man. My man Quincy Thomas, I see you, baby. Quincy Jones, Young Ty, Juvie. But shout out to my man Bingy D. Great day, Bingy. But shout out to Asar Minton. What up, babe? Hope all is well with your player. Please tell me all is well with your player. Huh? Everything's good, Patrice? Right? Y'all still in that state of emergency? Hey, two other NFL players, right? Antonio Brown and two others NFL players are suspended for submitting fake COVID-19 cards. You gotta do what you gotta do, baby. That's what my mama saying shit. Gotta do what you. If I tell my mama I done stole goddamn 8 goddamn M&M's pack from a corner store, my mama be like, you gotta do what you gotta do, baby. You gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta do what you gotta do, goddamn. Hey, these niggas gotta do what they got to do and shit. They gotta do what they got to do. They talking about that on the radio. Which part? They suspended them, but not Aaron Rodgers. Why they didn't suspend Aaron Rodgers? Nick Bet. NFL suspended Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Antonio Brown, two other players. Brown and Buccaneers cornerback Mike Edwards were suspended without pay for the next 3 games for submitting fake vaccine cards. Gotta do what you gotta do, babe. Gotta do what you gotta do, babe. Free agent cornerback John Franklin III was also suspended for the same violation. 3 players waived their right to appeal the suspensions. Brown and Edwards will begin serving their suspension immediately, says Yahoo Sports. Franklin, who is Franklin again, Nicole? I have no fucking idea. Franklin III, John Hill quarterback. Franklin will serve his suspension if he's signed by an NFL team. But anyway, the health and safety of players and personnel is our top priority, says NFL and the NFLPA. They said that yesterday. And I don't blame them niggas, man. Hey, baby, you got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do around this bitch. I got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do, bitch. You got to do what you got to do around this motherfucker. Great day, Miss Hudson. Hope all is well with you. Great day, Monique. Tell me all is well with you. Yeah, man, you got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do. That's what my mama said, man. I told my mama, man, I stole goddamn $100 from her mighty ass. And that bitch was like, my mama said, you got to do what you got to do, baby. You got to do what you got to do. Shit, you got to do what you got to do. I don't blame them niggas at all in my after party, and I'm froze. That suck. I can't see y'all. I don't even know if y'all got sound. Let me take the other after party mic so that y'all motherfuckers can have sound. I have no idea. Y'all got sound? Give me one more time. Let me know if y'all got sound. My shit done froze over there on the other computer. You got sound? Okay, newbie. Great day, newbie. Oh, Lord have mercy. This shit funny as fuck, though. What up, Buzz? Maluk, hope all is well with you, babe. Let's get back. man, this shit funny as fuck. I got another one for you, though. LeBron James now tests negative for COVID-19. Remember, the nigga supposed to be out for 10 days, but he still needs to sit his ass out for 10 days on him. So what? Anyway, and he tweets, something fishy is going on. That was LeBron did. Assalamu alaikum, sis. Wa alaikum salam, Aki. Yeah, man, that nigga now tested negative for COVID-19, and he's cleared to play. That's what the NBA said on Thursday. Uh-huh. And the league said James entered the NBA's coronavirus healthy and safety protocol. Y'all already know that shit. After testing positive for the COOF. But his subsequent tests were all negative, clearing him to play in the first game against the Clippers. I think they lying. I think that nigga still got damn positive. And they just need that nigga to play. All in favor, they lying? All in favor, they lying, Miss Hudson? That nigga still got damn positive. They gonna let LeBron play, though. They need that motherfucker, don't they? You ain't gonna make no goddamn money. Advertisement can't make no money. Can't nobody make no money if you don't got them. Show this old goddamn soft shoe ass nigga. They lying. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. They lying. They said, fuck that, man. Fuck it. It was a false positive. False positive. We're just going to tell motherfuckers that shit. They'll believe it except for niggas on WGAG radio. They believe anything. Got in the world to believe anything we say except for a few motherfuckers on this planet. Yeah, right. That nigga got that shit. Anyway, yeah, man. That's that. Hold on, man. Something in my glasses foggy. Then a motherfucker. Give me 12 seconds. Can't see shit. God damn. Anybody don't wear glasses? Can you tell me what the hell you be doing? If you don't need glasses, what's your diet? What's your regimen? What's your blood type? God damn. Okay. Anyway, I need to overdose on some cantaloupe and pineapples. Look here. Yeah, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. You got me fucked up. Nigga, you know you got that shit. All right. Okay, let me see where I'm at. All right, so Negroes, did y'all see the 3-6 Mafia and the Bone Thugs in Harmony? Little escapade they had last night. Did y'all see that? Did y'all see them niggas do their thing? Did y'all see it? That shit, I had to watch that shit. It's like fucking 30 damn seconds. It's like 30 freaking seconds of it, and I just kept playing it back because is it Dizzy Bone? Which one of them niggas? Dizzy, Busy? Is it Dizzy? Is there a Dizzy Bone in the group? Is there a Sneezy Bone? Sneezy Bone. Busy. Oh, Busy. Not a Dizzy. Okay. Busy Bone. No Sleepy Bone. No Sneezy Bone. And
and those sneezes, sleepy bones, ain't none of them motherfuckers. Are just, how many niggas in the group? Three? It's a lazy bone, a busy bone, and what's the other bone? What's the other bone? Crazy, wishy bone, fleshy bone, lazy bone. Oh, they got a crazy bone and a wish bone. So it's five in the group. Crazy bone, wish bone, flesh bone, lazy bone, and busy bone. Are you fucking serious? I never knew how them niggas in the hot. All right, anyway, I just thought that shit was so funny. It's interesting because when I'm watching it, I'm like, who the fuck is this faggot on the mic talking? Kind of find out it was Gangsta Boo, boys and girls, okay? It's a jail bone, too. Flesh was in hell. Oh, was in jail back in the day. Okay. Oh, you got a flesh. God damn. Thank you, Nick Bett. How you beating to remembering all these niggas? So did you see it? You want me to play it real quick? Huh? Want me to play it? Let me find it real quick. Let me find it real quick. Monique, did you see it? Because my dumb ass girl, I was like, who the fuck is this faggot? Talking about, Jizzy Bone, you ain't take your medicine. You done fucked up. Everybody needs to blame Jizzy for this shit. I said, man, somebody better get this faggot off the goddamn mic, man. Somebody want to hit this goddamn faggot? And then goddamn, come to find out, man, that faggot was goddamn Gangsta fucking Boo. Lord have mercy. Girl, you know I need Jesus today. So many faggots talk like bitches now. I can't tell the real voice from, I can't tell a woman voice from a man voice no goddamn more. I'll sound alike and shit. Here it is, here it is. Girl, I done watched this shit so many damn times. Let me turn my little thing on. I posted on my Facebook page, but in the back, you are the most fortunate motherfucker. You don't have Facebook, and I'm so proud of you. So proud of your ass. Very important, goddamn, not to get addicted to this sick ass shit. All right, let me click on it. Hold on, I need to make it big. I don't know. Give me 1 second. I'm struggling over here. Bitch, struggling.
You motherfuckers ain't finna be mocking me while I'm on motherfucking stage. Like, straight the fuck up.
Nigga, suck my dick. Suck my dick. Suck my dick.
Well, let me wind it back. Let me wind it back. Let me wind it back. This shit here. Look at, what's his name again? Busy.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey. Hey, before we even get started, you ugly motherfuckers ain't finna be mocking me while I'm on motherfucking stage. Like, straight the fuck up.
Nigga, suck my dick.
And Gangsta Boo.
Suck my dick. See? What the fuck?
You're a hater, Jesus. You're a hater. You must just take your pills. Yeah. You weird old ass nigga. Fuck wrong with you, bitch ass nigga.
Busy ball, a hater. Tissy ass nigga. What the fuck wrong with you?
Why y'all do this shit, man?
I didn't know they were losing.
Hey, Benji Ball gonna ruin y'all's career. Y'all better without him. Fuck him.
He ain't
taking pills. Boo Benji Ball, y'all. He fucked up the show.
That's oh, Lady Boo, not Gangsta Boo.
We gonna get this together.
Yeah, we supposed to go.
Is Lady Boo a man? Zena. Wait, let me tell y'all my favorite part.
Hey, before we even get started, you ugly motherfuckers ain't finna be mocking me while I'm on motherfucking stage. Like, straight the fuck up.
Nigga, suck my dick.
That's my favorite part right there. When the shit start is my favorite part, goddammit. Zena, is Lady Boo a man or a female then? That's not Gangsta Boo, that Lady Boo. I don't know who the fuck that is. That's my favorite part right there in the beginning, man. Hold up one more time.
Hey, before we even get started, you ugly motherfuckers ain't finna be mocking me while I'm on motherfucking stage. Like, straight the fuck up.
Nigga, suck my dick.
And Gangsta Boo.
Suck my dick.
That nigga said, suck my dick.
Hey, before we even get started,
You ugly motherfuckers ain't finna be mocking me while I'm on motherfucking stage. Like, straight the fuck up.
Nigga, suck my dick. Suck dick.
Nigga, suck my dick.
The bull. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey. Hey, before we even get started, you ugly motherfuckers ain't finna be mocking me while I'm on motherfucking stage. Like, straight the fuck up.
Nigga, suck my dick.
And
gangsta,
boo.
Suck my dick.
Oh, did that nigga say, wait a minute, wait a minute, I missed this. Hold on.
Before we even get started, you ugly motherfuckers ain't finna be mocking me while I'm on motherfucking stage. Like, straight the fuck up.
Nigga, suck my dick.
And gangsta, boo.
Suck my dick.
That nigga said, and gangsta boo, and then he threw some shit at these niggas. Listen, I didn't say she sounded like a man, Zena. I said I thought it was a faggot talking on the fucking mic, and then I found out it was gangsta boo. You know faggots sound like bitches now. So I was like, who the fuck is this faggot talking? Okay, it's the difference between a faggot and a man, Zena. Listen to me all the way, chick. You know what I'm saying? Because I say, who the fuck is that man talking? Nigga, that sound like a straight fag. Then I found out it was a woman. God damn it, shit.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, hey, yo, hey. Hey, before we even get started, you ugly motherfuckers ain't finna be mocking me while I'm on motherfucking stage. Like, straight the fuck up.
Nigga, suck my dick.
And gangsta boo.
Suck my dick.
Monique said she Monique didn't say she sounded like a man. Monique said she thought. Monique, didn't you say you thought gangsta boo was a man? Oh, okay, because it said gangsta boo. I know gangsta boo. So I didn't know it was her voice because it sounded like a homo. You know how there's too many homos now, motherfucker. Come on now, we're in the world of chaos and confusion and shit. So it was you, Patrice. I thought it was Monique. The fuck, how many motherfucking voices on? Oh my God, I hear voices. I hear too many. I had a customer, blah, 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 glasses. Her name used to be Gangsta Boo. Okay, so she changed her name to Lady Boo, but I'm right, though. It was Gangsta Boo. Yeah, but listen to the voice, though. I swear, and I'm sick of these black-ass niggas trying to sound like bitches, because now I got them fucking around and got me thinking some faggot on the damn mic talking, and it's a damn...
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Hey, yo.
Come on down, ladies and gentlemen.
Before we even get started... You ugly motherfuckers ain't finna be mocking me while I'm on motherfucking stage. Like, straight the fuck up.
Nigga, suck my dick.
And gangsta boo.
Suck my dick.
Is that part gangsta boo saying, fuck wrong with you, bitch ass nigga? Is that gangsta boo? You must didn't take your pill, bitch ass nigga. Fuck wrong with you, bitch ass nigga.
Busy bone, I hate him. Tasty ass nigga, what the fuck wrong with you?
I thought that was a fag. I swore. I was like, what faggot got the mic? Now I gotta send out a memo to all the black male fags and shit, okay? And tell them motherfuckers stop emulating bitches' voices, because, motherfucker, I'm thinking it's a fag on the goddamn mic, and it's a female. Stop emulating a goddamn black woman, you bitch-stealing, carbon-copy piece of fags.
Do this shit, man.
I didn't know they were losing.
Hey, Benji Ball gonna ruin y'all's career. Y'all better without him. Fuck him.
I swear, Twain, is it me? Don't it sound like a fag? Don't it sound like a fag? That's fucked up. that we can't tell the difference because these faggots emulating black bitches. Okay, I'm a little pissed off about that now because there's no fucking way I should be in the world trying and thinking to myself watching this damn video, what faggot got the goddamn mic? Why y'all got this faggot talking shit to goddamn Busybone, motherfucker? If y'all don't take this mic from this goddamn tutti frutti sugar diabetes having ass motherfucker. I was saying all that shit all last night, goddamn, this morning, watching this shit. Goddamn. Fuck y'all doing letting faggots on stage with y'all. Hell is this shit? This is that girl is so fucking confused. Let's rewind it back to the beginning.
Hey, before we even get started, you ugly motherfuckers ain't finna be mocking me while I'm on motherfucking stage. Like straight the fuck up.
Nigga, suck my dick.
And Gangsta Boo.
Suck my dick. Shut the fuck up.
That nigga says you ugly motherfucker. You ugly motherfuckers ain't finna be mocking me while I'm on stage, you ugly motherfucker. Yo, this nigga here. Oh my goodness. Okay, one more time. I told y'all this is my favorite part.
Hey, before we even get started, you ugly motherfuckers ain't finna be mocking me while I'm on motherfucking stage. Like straight the fuck up.
Nigga, suck my dick.
And
suck
Gangsta
shit.
Boo.
Suck my dick. Shut the fuck up.
Yo, I hate it. Kids, it's all yours. You must just take your pills. You weirdo ass nigga. Fuck wrong with you, bitch ass nigga.
I just want to put on record, I can't believe Gangsta Boo is talking like that. Let me stop.
Busy Bone, I hate him. CNC ass nigga, what the fuck wrong with you?
Why y'all do this shit, man?
I didn't know they was losing.
Hey, Busy Bone gonna ruin y'all career. Y'all better without him. Fuck him.
He ain't
taking pills. Boom, Busy Bone, y'all. He fucked up the show.
That's why the nigga ain't been in the group.
No,
like
we gonna get
years.
This together.
Now we supposed to know.
This bone wild, man. Ah, oh, man, that was so nice. Yo, Busy Bone, let me hit my favorite part real quick, and then I swear this is the last time this Busy Bone and that nigga say, suck my dick.
Hey, before we even get started, you ugly motherfuckers ain't finna be mocking me while I'm on motherfucking stage. Like, straight the fuck up.
Nigga, suck my dick.
And Gangsta Boo.
That's my shit right there. You ugly motherfuckers ain't finna be mocking me, man.
Hey, before we even get started, you ugly motherfuckers ain't finna be mocking me while I'm on motherfucking stage. Like, straight the fuck up.
Nigga, suck my dick.
And Gangsta Boo.
Suck my dick.
That's my shit, man. I'm sorry, y'all. I like that. That's my part. And my part right there, you ugly motherfuckers ain't finna be mocking me while I'm on stage doing my shit, doing my show. You ugly motherfuckers, yo. Oh, my God, that just made my night. I swear it did. Okay, anyway, the best that I think this was just entertainment for the show because they had beef back in the days. But they never fought, though. They never stepped to each other and shit. You know what I'm saying? From my understanding that, you know what I'm saying, they just thought Triple Six Mafia thought that Bones was still in they little flow and shit and everything, that type of stuff. But that shit was good. That shit was good. You know. But, how can Don say this shit? I don't know. I'm going to stay out of this shit. What up, Quincy Thomas? How you doing, baby? I don't want to hurt nobody's goddamn feelings and shit around this motherfucker. But that shit was good, though. Busy stole the show. Busy stole the show, and he ain't take his medicine. Busy ain't take his pills, baby. Busy got to take his pills. That shit down. Oh, shit. You ugly motherfuckers, goddammit. Suck my dick. And but Gangsta Boot, that nigga threw the goddamn ball of that somebody, goddamn. And Gangsta Boot, wow. Anyway, I read some of the comments, too, on a few situations that was posting this shit early this morning, I think about 1 o'clock. But anyway, oh, you can't hear me? Y'all got sound? What the fuck? Hold up. Y'all got sound? Can y'all hear me? Oh, shit. You fucking kidding me? Y'all got sound? Hold on. Make sure y'all got music playing. Oh, shit, my bad. Oh, fuck, I done fucked up. Sorry. Oh, my bad. Can y'all hear me now? Can y'all hear me now? Goddamn, I'm so hyped up off this goddamn, but African singing. Oh, Lord, African fucking singing. No. No, not Africans. No, not Africans, man. I hate Africans. That's fucked up, right? One African ain't shit. All of them ain't shit. That's fucked up. That's really fucked up. But nah, let me clear that part up real quick. Sound like Mush playlist. That's that damn dumbass shit done clicked over to them damn Africans, honey. Oh, shit, this, wish y'all never even said y'all heard Africans, man. That shit done fucked my whole goddamn moment up. Now I got to play Busy Bone over again so I can get back happy. That shit made me feel real disgusted. I'm glad I ain't hear the shit. Tell you that right now. Glad I ain't hear that shit. Ugh. Ugh, I can't stand them motherfuckers. Them motherfuckers look, all the Africans did not do shit to me. Okay, but it's the fact that if you see one roach that got in your baby ear, fuck them all. That's how I see it. You see one roach in your baby ear, you know, in the projects, you know what I'm saying? A lot of babies had to go to the emergency room because roaches be in their ear and shit. So fuck it. You see one roach in your baby ear, you want to kill every last one of them after that. You don't like them. You can't stand them. God damn it, shit, and fuck that, tell them I said it. But look, I gotta play Busy Bone again. I'm throwing off, man. I wanna go on an African rant, but I'm my whole vibration has dropped. I'm emotional now. Shit, and fuck my whole goddamn. Now I'm having, and my subconscious keep developing when Warrior put that camera in his fucking face the other day. When I'm on FaceTime, I keep seeing that shit, man. It won't get it out now. You know what I'm saying? It will not. It's just, see, I'm still seeing this right there, right fucking there. Oh, I hate that motherfucker. Oh, I hate that motherfucker. You know that bitch, Nick Bet, kept trying to take a picture while I'm on FaceTime and she next to that nigga. She kept trying to take a FaceTime photo of me, her, and this nigga. And I kept turning my fucking back. Like, Warrior, chill out with that shit. You know I don't like that motherfucker. You know I hate that piece of shit. I don't want to be nowhere near this bastard, let alone on a frozen photo with this ugly piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, the bitch was doing that shit, Nick Bet. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck, bitch? Come on now, really? I got to get in her ass about that. Because, you know what I'm saying, I don't like that shit. That's rape to me, bitch. She ain't live enough to hate a motherfucker yet. You know what I'm saying? Which, of course, I taught my children to hate people, but obviously, motherfucker, they believe in some old goddamn bullshit. I think that's worse than believing in goddamn Jesus or some old shit. If you believe that you should like motherfuckers, I'd rather I should have gave their ass religion. You know what I'm talking about? I should have fucking took their ass to church if they were going to act like that. They don't know how to hate people. The fuck is this shit? Anyway, she shouldn't fuck with anyone that has put their hands on you, Father. Not, oh, you so sweet, nigga. But you know what? I roll like that. You know what I'm talking about? I'm just going to put on record, that nigga ain't never put his hands on me. I put my paws on that bitch nigga, you feel me? You feel me? He ain't never just like, you know what I'm saying, like I wasn't in an abusive relationship. You know, I just want to clear that up. You know what I'm saying? I clocked him upside his fucking head. I threw the first lick every fucking time. You know what I'm saying? I threw the first lick every time and then we brawling. I was here thinking when he did put his hands on you. Nah, man, that nigga ain't the bitch raped me. The bitch raped me because I stopped fucking the nigga. He raped me after I had Warrior. He tricked my ass, too. He waited until I put all the children in the car. And he says to me, come here, Todd, I got to talk to you in private about something. So he went back in the house and I went back in the house and that's when the nigga raped me. Yeah, that's what the fuck nigga did. Oh, you said, when did he put his hands on? No, I was talking to Nibet. Nibet thought, you know what I'm saying? Nah, bitch. Nah, honey, I always clock them upside the head. You know I got to get the fur lick in. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I'm going to get the fur lick in. Nigga. You might goddamn body slam and beat me down, stomp the hell out of me, shot it. But I'm going to get the first lick in. I'm gonna throw the first punch. You feel me? A bitch like me going to throw the first punch. I'm going to lose the fight. But so I already know I got to get one good one in real quick. You feel me? I got to get one good one in. Got to get just one in real quick. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Got to get one in on the motherfucker. So, yeah. Yeah, I thought you said something about him trying to make you claim that you were a Muslim. He was trying to tell me I wasn't a Muslim. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He was trying to say I wasn't a Muslim because I was with Dr. York. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I took my Shahada at 12. So this old faggot-ass nigga was trying to make me a Muslim. And I'm telling this faggot bastard I am one. But that wasn't good enough, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that type of shit. Like, nobody want to be that bullshit you is, faggot. Fuck out of here, weak-ass punk. Hate you, bitch. But you know, this nigga still to this day, he'll say, Salam alaikum, Tata. You know what I'm talking about? He'll still say that shit, Salam alaikum, Tata. I'm the only one that nigga say that shit to in the family, in my family. You don't say that shit to my brothers or none of them motherfuckers. So nobody like them, Tata. You were the best of Muslims and saw Allah. No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't, newbie. That shit don't count. That's like a goddamn a newborn baby getting baptized to be a Christian. And the motherfucker smoked dope and poisoned the family when it gets a little older. Try to kill everybody. A child don't mean a guy. You know what I'm saying, nigga? I'm 12 years old. I didn't want something I asked for, motherfucker. My next thing, my mama just dropped my ass off at the damn tab. Fred came out the door and was like, it's time to take your shahada, goddamn it. Yeah, mama dropped my ass off. I'm goddamn, don't even know what the fuck I'm even going to that bitch for. Yeah, my brother was like, mom, drop the eyebrows so she can take her shahada and shit. Drop my ass off, man. I'm like, where the fuck are we going? I'm taking your ass to Fred. Want you to take your shahada, you know, somebody, shit, nigga, I'm fucking stealing cars, all that type of shit, minding my fucking business. This thing I know, I'm fucking bearing witness to Allah. a week after that. You understand? So, no, I wasn't the best of Muslims of Ansarullah. Like, I'm 12. That shit don't count, nigga. You know what I'm saying? If I was 25 or something, maybe, but I wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? That shit didn't work for me. I'm telling you that shit right now. I'm finna have nan motherfuckers suppress me. I grew up with niggas that I had to fight in the house every goddamn day. So, you know, damn well, you know what I'm saying? There was no way a bitch that grew up with boys in the fucking house is about to goddamn just let and nigga treat her like less than in the name of Allah. You got me fucked up. You know what I'm talking about? That shit was not going to fucking work. I fought my whole goddamn life, bruh. Yeah, that shit don't work. You know what I'm saying? That, you are not going to have me to keep my eyes down, motherfucker. You been so goddamn sheets on my motherfucking ass and then try to control the bitch. You got me fucked up. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't going to work. I don't give a fuck what Allah say. I don't give a shit what Allah say, what Paul say. You got me fucked up. I kick all their ass. I throw the first punch. Goddamn. I throw the first punch at Allah, newbie. I got them throat chopped that bitch one good time. Trying to motherfucking goddamn turn me into some goddamn pandering fucking bitch. You got me fucked up. Play that shit. I fucking karate chop Muhammad. Fuck you talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Get that one punch in on Muhammad bitch ass. He try that shit. Talking about what Allah say. That Allah shit ain't gonna work for me. No Allah, no Anu, no goddamn Jesus, no God. No, none of that shit work for me, motherfucker, to try to make a bitch. But that shit point, make a bitch submit to man because of some shit man put in a goddamn book. You got me fucked up. I don't play that shit. You know what I'm saying? And no man ever came at me with that shit, too. They know that shit. They knew it. They knew it. They could not use the word of God to get me to pretend in the relationship that they should be served and I shall submit. They never. Nan nigga ever quoted no goddamn religious book to my motherfucking ass talking about what a woman should be. Nigga, please, you better go find that bitch. You better go find that bitch, cause nigga, I don't really fuck with God either, nigga. The fuck? Like I'm not trying. I'm passing through, bitch. I'm just passing through in life, motherfucker. I'm just passing through. You got me fucked up. I'm not trying to be that shit for no goddamn. I don't give a fuck. I'll take hell for 500, Alex. Before I submit, bitch. I'm one of the devil's children. We do not bow down to man, okay, motherfucker? We do not serve man when we were created before man. I'm one of the devil's seed. Fuck I look like? I'm the one that started the fight in heaven. The fuck is you talking about? Goddamn, I'm Gangsta Boo yelling, goddamn, Michael, what the fuck wrong with you, Michael? You must ain't took your pill today. You tripping. Michael don't fuck, nigga. Michael done fucked up the show. The fuck? You got me fucked up. I'm not doing no shit like that. Never, goddamn it, never. This why, look, what they say, this is the reason why Don can't keep no man. Nigga, I don't want one of them motherfuckers, goddamn it. I don't want none of them motherfuckers. I stop fucking man so he can go fuck somebody else and still won't. Nigga, please go lay with another bitch. God damn, nigga, bye. Get out my face. Never liked you. Can't stand your ass. So man can never threaten my motherfucking ass. Can't threaten me with dick, money, none of that shit. God, religion. Can't threaten me with a fucking thing, nigga, because I shit. Fuck you and your God and your book. Fuck you. Don't work. So, yeah, he was trying, Nick Bet. He's like, I'm trying to turn you to a Muslim. Like, nigga, fuck you. Nigga, turn yourself into one, bitch. The fuck? Because they figure when a man try to bring your ass into religion, they want a woman to be so that they can have their way with you by using words of God as, you know, parts and scriptures about what a woman should be. That's why that motherfucker, he couldn't wait. That bastard couldn't wait. That nigga was hoping this bitch, whatever this bitch be, if this bitch become a Muslim motherfucker, I bust upside the head with the Quran. What Muhammad say, what the Hadith say, and what Allah say, what a Muslim woman should be doing. You got me fucked up. You gonna lose that one, baby. You gonna lose that one. That's the only reason why niggas want your ass religious and shit, so they can beat you upside the head with them religious goddamn words of men. But that shit ain't gonna work with me, goddammit. I'm the devil seed, bitch. I'm the devil seed. I'll serve God before I serve your ass. And I'll leave your ass for the God you serve, bitch. The fuck? I'm not doing no shit like that. The fuck? That's all that shit is, baby. Twain. Only goddamn reason. Shit, the fuck? You know, I ain't fucking with that shit. Ain't that right, man, Hudson? Mm-mm. Goddamn, shit, got me fucked up, player. So anyway, that's all that shit is, man. Everybody goddamn, what that nigga name, Dot bitch ass, tried to turn me into a Nawabian. So he think these bitches on the land is the image of Nawafu and shit. He's so fucking stupid. This son of a bitch tried to turn me into one of them goddamn Rahu Bat bitches. Nigga, you got me fucked. It don't matter, man. You find a nigga in any goddamn facet of life, this motherfucker gonna try to turn you into the bitches that's already in the facet of life. Nigga, I don't want to be them bitches, bruh. The fuck I look like? You know what I'm talking about? The fuck I look like, man? Look, bro, you better goddamn check my goddamn Akashic Records, bitch. I think I'm going to be one of them goddamn Rahu Bad bitches. Rahu Bad. Nigga stupid. I'd rather go to hell, baby, with gasoline draws on than to be any of these broads walking the earth, motherfucker, in any goddamn facet of life, forms of religion, consciousness, whatever the fuck it is. You got me fucked up. I'd rather burn in fucking hell if I be any of these goddamn bitches. Give a shit. What's funny, Mr. QT? What the fuck funny? I'm about to give y'all some sacred wisdom of Shahuda. And since I ain't give it to y'all yesterday, because I don't know what the fuck happened on. Y'all want some sacred wisdom of Shahuda? Yay, Nate. What up, Ms. Nurses? What up, baby? I always try to turn your ass into something. Damn, that shit be pissing me off, man. Nobody trying to turn your ass into no goddamn body, nigga. The fuck? You always trying to turn a bitch into something less than what the fuck she is and shit. That shit, that piss me bad, bro. Bad, nigga. And then when they can't turn you, right? Look, and when they can't turn you and shit, right, and they still fucking with you, and years later they still can't turn you and they still fucking with you. Finally, some more years later, they say to you, I'm real proud of you. No shit, faggot. Because I wouldn't let you, bitch. I wouldn't let you, motherfucker. I fucking got there, hit you up talking about I'm very proud of you. I know you a faggot, punk bitch. Oh, ugly ass nigga you. Oh, weak fuck. I won, bitch. Yeah, they be like, I'm proud of you. You didn't let me trap you and shit. Exactly, in the bitch. Goddamn, they'll come back talking about how they proud of you and shit. You ain't let me fuck your goddamn life up. Damn right, bitch. You ain't let me reduce you to my bitch. You damn right I ain't won't let you reduce me to your bitch. Main name ain't that bitch my bitch. You got me fucked up. I'm a whore, nigga. I'm a harlot, bitch. I'm Gwyneth, motherfucker. That'll never happen. You gotta tell a nigga straight up, especially a black ass, stupid, spells under spell ass nigga. I'm a harlot, nigga. Fuck you think this is. I'm a whore. I'm a harlot, bitch. My middle name is Gwyneth, bitch. Fuck. Oh shit. Nigga, I only fuck to save villages, nigga, to save my people. I'm a goddamn, you know, think about, I taught by alert women, nigga, who know how to catch a motherfucker to save the goddamn village and shit. What you talking about, nigga, this ain't it. Then, you know what's even crazy about that shit? Niggas be broke as fuck, right? Ain't got the pot to piss in, the wind to throw it out. Still try to get your ass to submit. You ain't even give me a reason, nigga. And then they give you a reason talking about they go to work and they pay the bills and shit. Nigga, there ain't no goddamn reason, fuck boy. If I leave you, bitch ass, you still gonna go to work and pay the fucking bill. Pay your bill, you bitch. Give me a reason to goddamn call you my lord. Give me a goddamn reason, motherfucker. Shit, nigga, you ain't even planted a vineyard, bitch. You ain't got no grapevine out there, motherfucker, bootleg ass Noah. You ain't shit. You ain't got nothing. Motherfucker, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, goddamn, you ain't working with shit and want a bitch to goddamn respect you. You ain't got nothing. The fuck is this shit? The hell wrong with these delusional ass niggas? They delusional, that the motherfucker. Boy, if you don't get your goddamn life together, motherfucker, and give me a reason to show my teeth to your bitch ass, you better do some goddamn phenomenal things, motherfucker, and I still wouldn't goddamn serve your bitch ass, bootleg Noah. Nigga, don't even plant a vineyard and shit. Niggas just goddamn in the concrete jungle trying to make your ass goddamn serve and submit. Nigga, you ain't got shit. Even your dick ain't even big enough, motherfucker. Goddamn. Like, you, the fuck, you ain't working with nothing, bitch. And your breath stank early in the morning. Now, why should I, you know what I'm talking about? You ain't even a clean, holy motherfucker from the inside out. Fuck I look like? You a defiled piece of shit by the white man just like me, bitch. The fuck? We equal. The fuck? You know what I'm saying? We equal, motherfucker. You got boogers in your eyes when you wake up, bitch. How the fuck up? Come on now, bro. Back. You know what I'm saying? Back the fuck back, man. Who the fuck gonna submit to a nigga with boogers in their eyes when they wake up, man? What dumb bitch does that shit? Like, bitch, you know you got me fucked up, motherfucker. Your stomach hurts, nigga. But why the fuck should I submit to a nigga whose stomach hurt? I ate the wrong thing, baby. Stomach hurt. Submit to me. Fuck you, nigga. You can't even goddamn get your stomach to submit to you, bitch. Your stomach kicking your ass right now, motherfucker. The fuck, like, I can't do it. I can't do it, baby. Can't do it. Can't do it, man. Goddamn. Ain't that right? Can't do it. Goddamn. Anyway. There's plenty of bitches out here, though, man. Y'all really be glad they're here. That remind you of what? Point. Now you can't serve nobody. We really can't submit. Nobody got boogers in their eyes in the morning, man. How the fuck y'all be bypassing the boogers in their eyes, Nick Bet? Y'all women just ignore the boogers in these niggas' eyes and shit. And it'd be funny because Doc come up to my ass and be like, first of all, let me tell you some things. And I look straight at his eyes and I'd be like, Doc, you got yeast coming out the corner of your eye, nigga. Fix that shit first. For you goddamn, gotcha. Got yeast. Yeast right there. You need to lay off the bread. Is you're yeasting, nigga, you're yeasting. And, nigga, you've been up for goddamn 10 hours now. Nigga, you ain't just waking up with boogers and snot in your eye, nigga. This is a early in the goddamn afternoon type shit, nigga. You just don't talk to me with soft snot boogers in your eye, bitch. The fuck? Don't talk. Don't have no conversation with me, motherfucker. Get the boogers out your eyes first, bitch. I used to tell my children that shit. You know I had children before I had man, right? And I can't stand when my children would goddamn get up and go home straight. Stop, Zena. I can't stand when my children would get the fuck up and come straight to my goddamn room and shit. Looking like a goddamn black booger and shit. I was like, motherfucker, don't be talking to me. Well, but go wash your goddamn face. Get your shit together before you come to my goddamn room talking to me and shit. Get your don't ever goddamn get in my face all fucked up. You know, the little snot dried up on the side of their fucking mouth and shit, man. Like, you don't get, you know, motherfucker, we are not finna have no conversation. You get yourself together first before you talk to me. God damn it. I have to say that shit to my children, man. Don't be doing that shit. Goddamn, you staggering in this bitch. spirit still trapped somewhere else, we all fucked up. Like, don't come to me like that. Get yourself together. Get your spirit back in your body. Clean your face. Clean your ass. Brush your mouth. Clean your room, motherfucker. Put on some other clothes and then come holler at me. Motherfucker, don't be coming to me looking like that, like I'm your fucking slave and you're going to tell me what to do. And you all raggedy ass looking like a fucking peasant in the fucking morning and shit. Ain't clean nothing about your life before you want to tell me that you hungry. Motherfucker, you ain't hungry, bitch. You got boogers. Eat the boogers in your eyes and lick the goddamn food stain out your mouth from last night or some shit. Get your shit together. I'll look straight at them, motherfucker, and read them first, boss lady, before you come at me, motherfucker. Get the booger out your eye, doc. Gonna come at me, motherfucker. Get the booger. You got a little corner snot dried up in the corner of your mouth, too. Get that shit. Don't fucking talk to me, motherfucker. So you come to me right and exact, motherfucker. You feel me? Boss lady, that's the question for today. How y'all women submit to these niggas with boogers in their eyes? That's the moral of the story. Nigga, you yeasting, ain't you? God damn, Charlie, man. I call them out, goddamn. I got eyes. That's what God gave a bitch eyes to see these motherfuckers with. God damn it, they wish they could blind your ass and then really get away with a whole bunch of shit if you could turn into a blind bitch, motherfucker. God damn, play that shit. God damn you. I don't know what the fuck wrong with man. What the hell gave him a goddamn thought in his head that he could goddamn just try to force a bitch to goddamn. I don't understand. I've never done that to no fucking body. I just want to put that on record. You know what I'm saying? I've never be like, look at Nanerta. Get that nigga. Make that motherfucker goddamn bow the fuck down, submit. Make that nigga bow down and submit and shit. Be my woman. And turn him into an honest woman and shit. Like, the fuck is that shit? Like, I ain't never looked at no nigga like, the Bible said you supposed to be quiet while I'm talking, bitch. The fuck? I'm never like... They just want to go around oppressing motherfuckers, man, shrinking the shit out of goddamn bitches, man. Like, goddamn, player, that's your mission the whole goddamn time? Yep. That's your mission the whole time. There's something wrong with the bitch, ain't it? Because she, her ass don't want to be trained. Because she don't want to be trained and shit. Because you ain't like you training me to be a greater person, motherfucker. You ain't like you training, helping the bitch get better. With, you know what I'm saying? With herself and shit. Ain't like you doing none of that. It's all this going to benefit your monkey ass. Fuck out of here. No. No, no, no. But they know everything, though. So them know everything. That black man know everything, don't he? He know everything. This motherfucker know everything. Don't he? You tell that motherfucker some shit you know he don't know, he still going to say he know. You hear me? It don't even fucking matter, girl. You can watch a damn movie that came out at 1:54 today, and this nigga sleep. And after you finish watching this movie, the nigga wake up, and you tell this motherfucker you just saw this movie called Such and Such. And the mother, and then you start to tell the motherfucker about it. He like he interrupts and wants to tell you some shit. You know about him. So you saw the movie in your sleep, bitch. You saw the movie in your sleep, motherfucker. You know all about it, huh? You little smart bastard. Little smart bitch. Then throw you off and try to tell you some other shit that he knows away from the movie because it's something that he don't know. I'm like, I'll be paying attention to that shit, nigga. Bad, bad. You gonna let me tell you, player? You gonna let me tell you, homeboy? Anyway, look here. I had a moment this morning, and I want to share it with y'all motherfuckers. I don't think everybody will understand this shit, but this is also a warning or a public service announcement, however you want to take it. But Zena, you here? Zena, the 2013 The Planet Omicron, I'm sorry, Omicron, or whatever the fuck, Omicron. Zena, can you hear me? When you gave me, when you dropped that one, that movie, the 2013 one, I don't know where Zena at now. But anyway, it's about 2 in the morning, and I posted it on Facebook after the show or during the show yesterday. Interesting thing happened to me. I looked at it again at about 1 or 2 in the morning, the picture of Omicron 2013 one. And let me tell you, I said, this shit happened already. This shit happened already. They got us in a fucking loop. They got us in a fucking loop. Yep, it's a fucking loop, y'all. It is a fucking, listen, it's a fucking loop. Got us stuck in this time. It all this shit has already happened. I know it sounds like, you know what I'm saying, we say that all the time. But I'm saying that shit already happened. When I looked at it again, it was as if it was on rewind, like repeat or rewind. So that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. So you've been seeing that, boss lady. Thank you, baby, because I need some more. I need some more. And so, and what happened was, I realized that they playing us. You know what I'm saying? They playing us. You got me? They playing the shit out of us. This shit has already been done. You understand? Like, in other words, whatever you hear today has already happened. You got me? Whatever you hear today has already happened. Whatever you hear yesterday had already happened. Okay? So basically, they have us stuck and trapped in the same groove. You understand? In the same fucking groove. It has already happened. Here is the reality. We're going to have to move on from that shit. We're going to have to move on. Like, no more talk about that shit, because it's old. This is not new. You know what I'm saying? And so it has us repeating the same shit over and over again. When I looked at that shit again on my phone, when I looked at it this morning, me, a long time ago, we had that conversation. A long time ago, we seen the goddamn Omicron from the planet Omicron, the 2013 movie. We saw it already. We saw that shit. How it was given to me when Zena dropped it in the chat room, that was a long time ago. That was not yesterday. It's the same yesterday as a long time ago was, is what I'm trying to tell y'all motherfuckers. You hear me? Okay, I don't even know how to explain this shit then. God damn it, we're in a fucking time warp. It happened already. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You got it? It happened already. When I, Zena, you're that 2013... the planet Omicron link that you dropped, right? I shared it on Facebook. Got it? The IMBD one, right? Not the movie, not the movie you found, but the picture. Got it? So this morning, about 2 in the morning, I went on Facebook, right? And I seen it again from what I posted at 4 o'clock. Yesterday, or 3 or 4, whatever. And when I looked at it again, girl, I felt the past. I saw it all. I saw the past. You got me? Can you understand? I saw the past. And you and I, and it's interesting because I kept harping on the garden on the show yesterday. On the show yesterday, I kept saying, and the bitch got a garden. Interesting enough, that shit came back when I had when I was looking at it at 2 in the morning, the picture of it. And I said, what the fuck? Look, Zena, a long time ago, girl, a long time ago, we've already fought that shit. That's what I'm trying to say. A long time ago, this had already happened, this Omicron bullshit they talking about and the fucking virus and all of that. A long time ago, that shit happened. And a long time ago, during when that shit happened, you did give me the fucking link. I did. And as a matter of fact, we was talking about it a long time ago. Girl, they done cast the spell of forgetfulness. The spell of amnesia is what I'm trying to also say. This shit has already fucking happened. It had all this shit has already happened, bitch, is what I'm trying to say, Zena. They got us stuck in this repeat like a fucking movie playing over and over again. But when I looked at that shit this morning, I said, Zena, we talked about this shit a long time ago. And I remember saying the same shit the first time you gave it to me. And it was the garden, the garden, the garden. And it's so interesting because I kept hearing, well, maybe I need to start. It's like a something different, something fucking different. Something is fucking different. The only thing that's different is either the after party or the fucking show. Like the setting, the scene, you know, the location. I was just trying to remember whether the after party or the fucking show. This shit here is a fucking repeat. And got us believing this is the first time. You gave me this shit before, Zena. That's what I'm trying to say. We've already discussed this. You've gave me this shit a long time ago, the Omicron shit, the Omicron IBD shit, IMBD shit, and I looked at it. I remember this motherfucker. I remember the man on the motorcycle, Zena. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The man on the motorcycle, the picture of the film. I remember that shit. I remember the garden, bitch. I remember all that shit after watching that shit. You know what I'm saying? So they playing with us. That's why I kept wondering how Zena grabbing these links so quick. I also added that shit and finding it quick than a motherfucker dropping it. Because, Zena, you already knew where to go to get the shit, is what I'm trying to fucking say. You already knew where to go and grab the shit because you had it goddamn a long time ago. You had it a long fucking time ago. This is what I'm fucking saying. So my public service announcement is, do what you want to fucking do, but my public service announcement is, you better do something other than this goddamn COVID shit and anything the fuck else pertaining to it and this fake-ass president and anything regarding this shit because this is a fucking loop. This is the spell of amnesia they casted. This is a spell of amnesia because a long time ago I kept hearing, how did they receive an extension of time? Well, one, they said that they were trying to get an extension of time. What are you talking about, Don? What the fuck are you talking about? Extension of time is the devil's rule. And this motherfucker was trying to have an extension of time. In order to have an extension of time, if you rewind that shit back, motherfuckers, you have to rewind it back, right? so that you can stay in longer. Okay, no difference if you hear a song and you want to keep hearing it, you just going to rewind it back and it'll play. So if the song is 4 minutes and you rewind it back to zero, now you have 8 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Now you've just added 8 minutes to the song. It doesn't sound mathematically correct, but it is, because you just heard 4 minutes and now you got 8 minutes. That's what I'm fucking saying. So you just add an additional 4 minutes. So all you do is rewind, and that's how you get your extension of time. You rewind it. You play it back. You play it back. You play it back. You play it back. Now, the thing about it, how to play it back, right, and have no one knows that that. And how would no one know that you are listening to this shit the first time, or you are experiencing it, they are experiencing it with you the first time? And that is simple as casting the spell of amnesia. There is a such thing as a spell of amnesia, the spell of sleep, you understand, which is the spell of amnesia. So that's how they did it. To cast the spell of amnesia, right, will enhance little glitches of deja vu. You hear me? For those that have deja vu, that'll be your glitch, that you've done this before, or you've seen this before and everything, because it is on fucking repeat. That's the only way they can get their extension of time, is to rewind this shit and keep playing it over and over again along with the motherfuckers. And not along with, but put everybody under a spell of amnesia, is what I'm striving to fucking say. By methodical use of silverware and ladders, they have figured out a way to make the movie auto-rewind. That's what Xena just put in there. Shit, you know what I mean? Me from Xena. Xena just said that. By the methodical use of silverware and ladders, they have figured out a way to make the movie auto-rewind. Plot summary of the movie called Project Omicron. So there's another movie called Project Omicron. There it is right there. So that's what it say. By the methodical. By the mythical use of silverware and ladders, they have figured out a way to make the movie auto-rewind. That's what this shit is. I saw it, Xena, this morning on my phone, on Facebook, and that shit popped up, and I said, wait a fucking minute. Xena, we talked about Omicron a long fucking time ago, that movie, the 2013. We've been seeing that shit. It's the same shit, yo. This is how they getting their extension of time. I keep rewinding the shit. Auto-rewind, yeah. So what I'm saying to you motherfuckers, don't tune in to them. Tune them out. That's the only way you get out of that fucking loop. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all motherfuckers. Stay away from politics. Stay away from all their 5 P's in a sense, because something, this is on repeat. This is how they're able to get their extension. As long as they have motherfuckers under amnesia, they'll never know that this is the same shit over and over and over again. This is how they get to stay in power. Get the extension. Keep rewinding. Keep rewinding. It's crazy. This is the first time ass backwards makes sense. It sounds ass backwards. Because it's ass backwards. It's going backwards. It's not going forward. And the Project Omicron came out in 1999. See? There it is. That was the message right there, Xena. Remember the year 2000, time is up. That's over for them. That's 99 going backwards. That's 99 going backwards, motherfucker. This was a trap. This was a fucking trap, y'all. I when I saw it, Zena, it fucked me up. It fucked me up. I was in the bed and I dropped my phone because I dropped my phone. I ain't drop it like drop it, but I laid my phone down on the bed and lay and just and was trying to figure out like what happens next or trying to place myself back where I was when you first, this is crazy, when you first gave it to me. And I'm saying me, even though she dropped it in the after party yesterday, but I'm saying when you really first, the first, I was trying to go back there so that I can rejog your memory to find what you were doing, your life and all of that, when you gave us, or I'm going to say me, the fucking 2013 Omicron one. I seen it. We watched that shit already anyway, the fucking movie. And we trapped in that shit, and they keep casting the spell of amnesia. It's a spell of amnesia. You get out of amnesia 1 second, you going to figure that shit out and go back under that motherfucker. But goddamn you motherfuckers, they are playing the shit out of us. They playing us. They playing us, y'all. For real. Find something else to goddamn do. Stay the fuck up out this shit. For real. Stay up out of this shit. Stay up out of it. Don't fucking tune in to that shit. Because as it is happening, it's like a whole nother layer of forgetfulness pops up or takes over. You know what I'm saying? You got to stay up out of this shit. The moment you show any signs of interest puts you right back in that shit. You know what I'm saying? That, I'm telling you, it's a motherfucker, man. This is how they, and that fucking, oh my God. Come on now, Zena. This too much like right, bitch. Okay? Okay, Zena. This is too much like fucking right. 1999, bitch. Auto rewind. Yep. Because I want to get an extension of time. And the only way you can get an extension of time if you rewind. If you rewind. You keep rewinding that motherfucker, and at the same time you're rewinding, you cast the fucking spell of amnesia. Put everybody back under that shit. And they'll never know, they'll swear. Just same thing like the Mandela effect. When these motherfuckers, because I know, like I said, I was in third grade watching that shit in the classroom television about Mandela in the same scene that they played about the motherfucker. Third grade in the 80s. Pops up again in the 90s. Same shit. Pops up again in what you believe is 2013. The same fucking shit. Nigga died 3 times. Motherfucker died 3 times. The nigga died 3 times. It's the same fucking shit, man. I'm saying this shit is strange. It's strange. And the motherfuckers in 2013 believe, in what they believe is 2013, believe that this nigga dead now, Mandela. The motherfuckers that seen it in the 90s believe this motherfucker is dead, Mandela. I seen the motherfucker in the 80s, and the motherfucker was dead in the 80s. The blanket is fucking real. Amnesia is fucking real. That spell of amnesia, forgetfulness is fucking real. This is the only way they can keep that shit going. How else can they get their extension if they keep rewinding? They keep rewinding. And I hate to say that shit. Now it all makes sense. There's nothing new above or below the sun. It's just that we don't remember. Under amnesia, under spell, That shit is so fucking familiar. It's crazy. Zena, when I looked at that shit, girl, in bed, on my Facebook page, the IBMD, whatever the fuck that is, I said, we saw that movie before. We seen it. We seen that shit. We saw it. We saw it. They changed that shit. They changed it. That's wild. But anyway, so I'm saying, if you want to keep playing with that shit, I'm saying the frequency, everything has a frequency, yes or no? Everything has a frequency. When you tune into that frequency, that frequency sends out radiation or waves to your fucking brain. And them waves that they send out to your fucking brain is to wipe the disc clean. Wipe it fucking clean. You hear me? So it'll look like it is some new shit. The first you ever heard. We are on the wrong channel. We on the wrong channel, bruh. We are on the wrong channel, tuning in to the wrong fucking frequency. That's how they casting that shit. That's how they able to wipe it. Remember now, your brain ain't nothing but a computer. But it also sends off frequency and wavelength. Anybody can tap into it. Your brain can get hacked. You'll lose a lot of information. That's why they can't. I remember paying attention to this shit 8-9 years ago, and they were calling it, Zena, you know about it. They called it, it's a therapy or a transplant or a take away from. They can go in your head and take away memories. Remember that shit? There's a word for it, a term for that shit, and take away fucking memories and shit. And Jewel Pucum had this white guy on her show when she had Blog Talk on her fucking show. And he was one of them motherfuckers that could do that shit, right? And I was mad at Jewel Pucum for bringing this cracker to her fucking show and introducing that shit to niggas. You understand? I'm still mad. I still don't fuck with the bitch after that. You know what I'm saying? Introducing it to niggas so that they could be some of his patients, right? Because he was selling it to niggas based on trauma and how he done it to other patients and shit and took the memory of trauma out of their brain and all that other type of shit. And so either I called in or I typed a question in, but wouldn't you also to take a chunk of what happened to a person will also leave a space in the brain, you know what I'm saying, that doesn't connect, a space in the file that everything gave that led them from the point of trauma on up into the life of the age they at now, you would intercept that and there would be a big chunk missing, but you will also be erasing really all that is a part of them from the beginning all the way to the trauma to where they at now when they laid on your table and you wiped it away. You know what I'm saying? When you deleted it, erased it from them. Because you know what I'm saying? When you erased it. So this shit is wild, man. This shit is wild. So anyway, but this goddamn cracker, the first I've heard of that shit was maybe 8-9 years ago. And this motherfucker, and I already knew that they, you know what I'm saying, that they could fucking, you know what I'm saying, that they done figured out a whole nother way to do it without you having even to go lay down on the fucking table. You know what I'm saying? Because you ever lay down, you see it vivid, but the moment you wake up, you don't remember a goddamn thing, and you try to pull it, you see little glitches of it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's called sleep, dummies. y'all call it dreaming, right? But you there, you see it all, and you wake up, it's gone. You can't even remember a goddamn thing. You know what I'm saying? It's still there, but they took it away. It's still there. You probably never see it again. They deleted it. They deleted it. That's why the fuck you can't remember the shit. They deleted the motherfucking. It's just little glimpse of it and shit. But you can't even make out the glimpse. They blurred the shit out, all types of fucking shit to you. Well, anyway, how did I get on this shit? It's because they have figured out a way to keep casting the spell of motherfucking amnesia while they rewinding, going in, wiping the fucking file clean, but not clean enough because it's blurry. It sounds familiar. It seems like you done seen this shit before. It's like you're not sure, but you're trying to make it out, trying to pull it out and put it together. It's still there, but it's not there. It's not there clear enough for you to go back to it. So even under amnesia, you still have a little clip, a little bit of something to go by, and that's exactly what it was yesterday, Zena. I just only remember the man on the motorcycle. The man on the motorcycle and that bitch garden. And you, Zena, that's what woke me the fuck up. That's what woke me up. That's what woke my ass up. For 2 seconds, and I'm still up now, goddamn long enough to say, stay away from this shit. Stay away from it. Stay away from it. You know what I'm saying? Them websites, it already, the computer's sending out frequencies and all that fucking shit to the brain. Keep wiping it, trying to take it away so they can continue to get an extension of time. Just stay the fuck away from this shit completely. Completely. Because this shit here, we done did this shit before. I don't know how many times we done did this shit, but we done did this shit. I don't know how many times. You know what I'm saying? It's wild. I don't know how many times they done goddamn deleted and did it again and rewinded it back and deleted us. I do not fucking remember. Newbie said, this is why we stay up for 72 hours, total recall. Get in between the tick and the talk, right? This shit on repeat. So stay the fuck away from it. Stay the fuck away from those frequencies. I don't know how y'all plan on doing it, but just stay the fuck away from it. Remember what Reader's Digest. Reader's Digest. Remember that shit too. And that's the brain digesting it. As if it's new. This shit ain't new. And I hate being played for a goddamn fool. It's like being in a fucking relationship and you forget that fuck nigga did that foul shit. And when the fuck nigga do that same foul shit again on a different day, you forget about the first time the motherfucker did it. And the second time, and the third time, like, it's keep wiping it away and shit, like, what the fuck? And then one day you get a full goddamn, full recog and shit of every fucking thing and find out how the fuck I let your ass keep doing the same shit over and over again to me, and I keep fucking forgetting. It's a goddamn amnesia. What show, Zena, Patrice, if you could find that show in Blog Talk, it would be epic. The one with the one with Jewel Pookum? That show, Patrice? Or the one Zena Twank said that I said that shit in 2015? This the same shit, y'all. telling you, stay out of this shit. And I was going to ask somebody, I was actually going to take it straight to Facebook and post this question on Facebook at 2 in the morning. Have anybody been having deja vu during this whole corona? And because I don't have deja vu anymore. But I was going to ask, have anybody been having deja vu? Because deja vu helps. Anybody who have it helps, because that means you know that this shit is on repeat. And you get a little glimpse that it happened before. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? You can just get it. You can get deja vu at McDonald's. But if you have a deja vu at McDonald's, that means what? And if your ass just finished watching, let's say, listening to goddamn, I ain't never did no show with Jewel Pruchum, Miss Hudson. Never. I was listening to her show. I was on her show, meaning in the chat room listening to her show, when she had that white boy on that motherfucker. So anyway, yeah, if anybody had deja vu, it already should give you a heads up that this shit don't repeat. Okay, that's the point. You just don't fucking remember until you had that deja vu moment. So that means that everything from the point of deja vu, you've already done it. You've already heard it, tasted, lived it, believed it, all whatever the fuck it is. Know it. It don't matter. The moment of deja vu that lets you know that, let's say if I had deja vu right now at 2:28 p.m., so they say, December 3rd, 2021, so they say, that means everything before 2:28 happened already. It happened before. That's the point. So I was going to ask motherfuckers on Facebook, have they had deja vu, you know what I'm saying, doing all this episodes, doing all this lying-ass bullshit or this constant rewind they got everybody in. You know what I'm saying? Rewinding to stay in power. Because if you had it, you know this shit is on repeat. No, it's on repeat. Give a fuck nobody say. And ain't this a bitch? It's so many goddamn Omicrons and shit. And the 1-1999, now we might just have to look at it. How they use the auto-rewind button in that movie, Project Omicron. That's the one, because I have to see the thing. Oh, hold on, you clicked on it. Yeah. You dropped the link already. So, yeah, man, during the show, then I heard your voice yesterday talking about I'm talking today, you in your sleep state. Yeah. Shit, wow. Anyway, so just stay off of this shit. Stay off of this motherfucker. I'm telling you that now. Get on the other frequency, another channel. Don't tune in to these motherfuckers, man. This shit here. This shit here, man. Join Will Walker as he test pilots a captured enemy ship that shadows an unearthly childhood. On the mission, he must work with a team of scientists who are members of a secret society. By mythical use of silverware and ladders, they have figured out a way to make the movie auto-rewind. Yeah, and it's 60 minutes. From the mind of a 15-year-old artist, Jared Whittam. Project Omicron, 1999. Auto-rewind, baby. Keep rewinding this shit. So that's that. And I ain't got but 30 minutes to spend with you motherfuckers today. 30 minutes remaining to spend with you motherfuckers, man. This shit here wild. This shit here wild. I'm glad of only a few of y'all overstand, especially Tina. because she was there before that was a yesterday fucking show. And it's important that she get that shit, that she already did that shit. What she did yesterday, she already did that. That is the most important thing. You know what I'm saying? I already fucking participated in that Omicron-ass shit with Zena. We already participated in that shit. Already. That shit wild. It's fucking wild. They playing. And I, you know what triggered it, though? It was the Omicron triggered it. If the word COVID didn't, if the word COVID-19 didn't, if the word coronavirus didn't, the word Omicron and the picture of that white guy on that bike and that white bitch, that would trigger it, pictures. Because one thing dealing with pictures is pictures are stored in the subconscious, and it's easy for it to be developed over and over again. And they can't not. They're trying to figure out exactly where is the subconscious, okay, the subconscious level. Our natural subconscious stores every fucking thing, basically in a hidden place, you know what I'm saying? So you have memory that you can suppress or that, you know what I'm saying, or that they can come in and delete. And you're totally, you won't even know that happened to you. But the subconscious is there some fucking where in the subconscious, because that is the place where they cannot tap into. It's the subconscious. They cannot get that shit that the subconscious has already stored. And the subconscious only develops it naturally, the negative film part of it. The negative film part of it. Yep. You have a Microsoft Windows that came out with Omicron. This one is spelt with a K, Microsoft Windows. The Nomad Soul, a 1999 video game with plenty of alarming visuals that are ideal nightmare fuel. The game was initially released by Microsoft Windows and eventually became available on Dreamcast. It was developed by Quantic Dream in partnership with David Bowie and follows players as they try to save their own souls. Omicron. Another one, y'all. And this Omicron is spelt with a K. So O-M-I-K-R-O-N. They playing. They playing whole games for real. They playing whole games, y'all. They playing whole games. They playing. They playing for real. They really fucking with us. But you know, when I find out you done fucked me that bad, you'll never fuck me again like that. Once I know. Once I know. Once I fucking know what you're doing, motherfucker. That's it. I'm up. I'm woke now, bitch. Let these motherfuckers know. Zena, we woke now, ain't we? You ain't gonna be able to fuck us this. You ain't gonna get us again. Not on this one, motherfucker. You're not gonna be able to get it. The Nomad Soul. Quantic Dream in partnership with David Bowie and follow players as they try to save their own fucking souls. The game was initially released for Microsoft Windows. Say what? Say what? Project Omicron? Auto Rewind? Come on now. Come on. They leaving clues, y'all. That's why that was clue for me, the picture, Zena. That was clue for me. That picture was clue. When I looked at that shit again, I heard a voice say, look at it. Look at that shit really good. And then it said, do you remember? Do you remember? I said, fuck, I remember. I remember this. I remember even seeing this motherfucker. I remember this. I remember goddamn even Zena. I remember this shit. And I'm trying to figure out. I don't think the scene was the same. They switched this shit. They switched it. You know, like, oh, shit, the location. Like, they changed the location. How can I explain it? They changed the location. In other words, there wasn't a Don DeColeon show and there wasn't an after party. I was just trying to remember where was the location at when you and I had, when you gave me that shit, the image, the picture. This, so the location has changed. All this shit has changed. This is not the same location. In other words, as you hear in this fucking show, that the house that you in or the car that you in right now was not the same fucking, you wasn't in that car. You wasn't in that job or something. They changed the location. See, to change the location is to change every fucking thing in a sense. So you'll never fucking, and that's what I was trying to do, Zena. I was trying to remember where was I and where was you. That's what I was trying to remember this morning. Like, if I could just fucking remember where was I, and I'm only thinking that maybe it might have been, you know what I'm saying, 13 years ago or, you know, 10 years ago or 5 years ago. Like I'm, they got, in other words, they got me believing, Zena, I've only known you from Blog Talk, to Pal Talk, to this shit here. That's a lie. That is a fucking lie, because that's why I'm saying I'm trying to remember where the fuck were you and where the fuck was I really at when they first tried this Omicron shit on us, which means that we go back before there was a Blog Talk, before there was a, they just changed the scene. They changed it, but it's the same foundation, the same platform, or the same ground. It's just a different fucking wall. You know what I'm saying? It's a different wall color, but it's the same foundation. This shit here is getting crazier and crazier. As I keep running my goddamn mouth, this shit's gonna get more and more crazier. So I'm gonna shut the fuck up. I'm talking about this shit, but only a few will understand that they changed this shit. No, I was not in this motherfucking house. That's the point. When it happened, I'm just trying to figure out where, because they changed the shit. But they going to lose any fucking way. That's the point. We going to keep waking up out of this shit. Going to keep waking up out of this shit. None of this shit is fucking real. And that's what I said to myself. This morning, I said, none of this shit is fucking real for real, man. They is playing us, because they playing us. I don't like to be played. I got a problem with that shit. I got a problem, but they cheating. They put motherfuckers back under the spell of amnesia as if this is happening for the first fucking time. And I don't like that shit. Don't do that cheat shit, bitch. Don't do that shit. But I feel I had the power, I'll cheat too. I'll fucking cast the spell of amnesia. Fuck, if I wanted to keep this shit going, you'll never fucking know I'm doing the same shit over and over and over again to your dumb ass. I would too. But I don't like when the shit played on my ass. Fuck the sleep shit. Here's another one. Wake up, people. Wake up. People of Omicron and this corrupt government are get the fuck out of here, Zena. Where'd you find this one at? Wake up. People of Omicron and this corrupt government are lulling you to sleep in order to control you better. They have transformed you into puppets that are manipulated by Icks or Ikes, I-C-K-S, and the demons, says his character, Boz, B-O-Z says. Join the awakened ones and rise up to fight for your freedom. Together we can win. Which one is that from? On the link? No, the video, the one I just read about Microsoft Windows. Get the fuck out of here. I'm done. Look, I can't say this is the same shit I'm talking about. I'm so fucking done. I'm done. Yo, that's it. That's it. They probably going to delete this damn show here now. That's it. Lockdown radio going. And I'm not. Let me tell you this shit right now. When they terminate lockdown radio on, say, on YouTube again, lockdown radio, when they terminate this page, I'm only doing it from the after party and Blog Talk. I'm letting you motherfuckers know from this point on. I'm not doing another fucking YouTube. I'm not fucking with another YouTube after this. That's it. Done. They take this bitch down. I'm done. And calling it a variant. This was published, interesting enough, a 1999 video game called Omicron with a K is going viral thanks to the new COVID variant. Yeah. Wait. We ain't got the, oh, there it is. The emergence of the Omicron variant has led some nostalgic gamers to revisit the game Omicron, O-M-I-K-R-O-N, the Nomad Soul. I just read that to y'all. A 1999 video game with plenty of alarming visuals that are ideal nightmare fuel. The game was initially released for Microsoft Windows and eventually became available on Dreamcast. It was developed by Quantic Dream in partnership with Bowie, whatever his name, and follows players as they try to save their own souls. David Bowie voiced a character named Boz, B-O-Z, in the game, which also focused on players attempting to hunt down a serial killer and featured demons that lure humans into Omicron. If a player loses in the game, their actual soul is said to be lost for all eternity. The game stands as the only time that the singer was ever featured in a video game, and now is connected to COVID and has some reexamining it. Omicron, O-M-I-K-R-O-N, has another parallel to the COVID pandemic. Even when you get past the similarity between the name of the game and the latest COVID variant of concern, there are other strange parallels between Omicron, with a K, and the world we live in today. In one speech, David's character discusses defying the government, which many found reminiscent of the attitudes that some have had about government interference since the pandemic began. Wake up, people of Omicron, with a K, and its corrupt government are lulling you to sleep in order to control you better. They have transformed you into puppets that are manipulated by Ikes or Icks and the demons. That's what David Bowie character says. You hear that? In the game. Join the awakened ones and rise up to fight for your freedom. Together we can win. Some who are more conspiracy-minded have even suggested that Bill Gates may somehow be connected to all of this. All roads lead to that motherfucker. Wake up. There it is. The video game. It's on TikTok now. Video game 1999. Give me a second. I'm gonna show the video game for y'all in a minute, though. But I think I got 20 minutes with y'all. I think I can spare a few. I'm going to pretend we in overtime, mothership, real quick. So if you want to chop it up with me, come on. If not, stay your ass where the fuck you at and play the mothership anyway, because I ain't got but a few more minutes with y'all. I just want to tell y'all that. And I'm going to give y'all a little bit of this sacred wisdom of Tahuti, maybe, unless Zena give us some more fuel for the fire. All right, be right back.
Well, all right, Starchild, citizens of the universe, recording angels, we have returned to claim the pyramid. Partying on the mothership, I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D, light year groove. Out here. put a glide in your stride and a dip in your hip and come on to the mothership. Loose boots, doing the bump. Hustle on over here. The bomb.
Okay, here we go. Damn, I got to find it. Give me 1 second. I'm setting the video up real quick so we can check it out. All right, got that set. Now all I got to do is... Hold up. All right, here we go.
Wake up, people of Omicron.
Reshev and his corrupt government are lulling you to sleep in order to control you better. They have transformed you into puppets that are manipulated by X and the demons. Join the awakened ones and rise up to fight for your freedom. Together, we can win.
That's the 1999 video game with David Bowie fucking voice called Omicron. Again. Wait, yeah, y'all should be able to hear it. Yeah, see it better now. Hold up.
Reshev and his corrupt government are lulling. Wake up, people of Omicron. Reshev and his corrupt government are lulling you to sleep. Wake up, people of Omicron. Reshev and his corrupt government are lulling you to sleep in order to control you better. They have transformed you into puppets that are manipulated by X and the demons. Join the awakened ones and rise up to fight for your freedom. Together, we can win. Wake up, people of Omicron.
Wake up, people of Omicron. And it's interesting because in Hollywood, kind of, sort of, but not really-ish anymore, but in Hollywood, you know, all these movies about Omicron, and then your boy, Bill Gates, Microsoft, Dreamcast, took it, the video game, and this is what it's about. Project Omicron, I'm going to check that shit out, though, Zena. I just want to tell you that, man. I'm going to check that one out. I know it's going to be cheesy, but I'm going to watch it anyway. You know what I'm saying? But just because, motherfucker. Ix and demons, motherfucker. Newbie, boy. All right, so I'm going to give y'all, you know what, I don't have time. I ain't got but 10 minutes to play with you guys. I got to see a man about a bird. So I got to see a man about a bird. She don't see men about horses no more. She got to go see a man about a bird, bitch. Yes, really, newbie. Really, man. I know it. School of the Bird, baby. School of the Bird, baby. You know what I'm saying? You know, done flying planes and shit. I went to Pompano. And it was called Pompano. Pompano Beach. I flew to Pompano Beach at nighttime. And it is a towered airport. Don has never been in a towered airport, okay? I always be in them untowered airports, so I'm just only talking to pilots. And so I fucked up real bad. I just want to, and then the fucking instructor going to tell my ass, you know, once you get on the comms, he said, whatever you do, don't cuss. I said, nigga, I'm not going to fucking cuss. God damn. Whatever you do, don't cuss and shit. Like, I cuss all the fucking time. Like, motherfucker, shit, shut the fuck up. Don't tell me what the fuck I done. Motherfucker, don't be tick like I cuss. Do I look like I fucking cuss all the goddamn time, y'all? Fuck out of here. This motherfucker gonna tell me don't fucking cuss on the comms and shit. I'm like, I ain't finna fucking cuss on the comms, bitch. The fuck? Anyway, so fly to Pompano, Florida, Pompano Beach, Florida. It was so beautiful. And one of the things that I wanted to do, I wanted to see was the ocean, flying over the fucking ocean. You know what I'm saying? Somewhere in it, because I'm in inland. And where I've been flying to in other airports, that shit just, that ain't ocean. That's fucking Everglades and shit, man. Goddamn alligator land and shit like that water. You know what I'm saying? And so to fly to Pompano, it was just so freaking beautiful. So swamp, all that goddamn shit. Yeah, newbie. And that's one of the things I wanted to do was, you know what I'm saying, keep flying over and around and again and again and again over the fucking ocean, being able to see the ocean from, you know, from on high and shit, man. It's just so pretty coming towards that bitch, making a left traffic turn on the goddamn crosswind and left downwind and all that fucking shit. But anyway, I didn't do the comms, newbie, because I'm confused and a motherfucker, okay? And I could, and to be honest with you, man, I could barely fly the fucking plane. I ain't gonna need front, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am tripping because I am hearing these men in the fucking tower. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and I did make the call when I was at least 10 miles out. And I fucked up on the comms, and they never responded to me. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I'm talking about? They ain't going to give me an okay or yay or nay, you know, talking to the goddamn, to the tower. So he takes the comms, and he say damn near the same shit I said, but he said it with some sense. And they responded right back to him. You know what I'm saying? Told him where to, well, really telling me, but they responded to him, telling him where to fly to and you know what I'm saying, and make the call when you get to this part and all this other type of shit. And so, yeah. So, I was fucked up, man, at the end of the fucking day. Because when I get, I don't know, get nervous, I get confused, okay? I realized that I'm nervous, I get fucking confused. And that's what the fuck happened. So nervous. Okay. First time nervous, I got confused. You know what I'm saying? So in order for me to break the confusion and the nervousness, this is why I gotta get rid of you niggas in the next 2 fucking minutes, because I'm going to hit that bitch over and over again every fucking day I'm flying over there to that motherfucker, so that I could break the nervousness of the fucking towered airport listening to this man. And I have to be able to learn how to listen to this motherfucker and or a woman, whoever's going to be running that bitch today, and how to talk back and repeat everything back to them. So I have to, you know, do it over and over again to so I can be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? I can fly the hell out of a bird, but when I'm in a different airspace now. You know what I'm saying? This is an airspace, motherfucker, I've never experienced before. You know, and so with this particular airspace, and I'm telling you, motherfuckers, hotels is like right under my fucking feet. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you know, like, this is a motherfucker, because technically I just been flying, you know, over nothing. You hear me? Over fucking nothing. Over nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm over big, huge, tall-ass hotels. I'm 800 feet from a hotel. I'm 800 feet up from a hotel. You know what I'm saying? That shit, there's a motherfucker. like, you know, like, I'm about to hit the fucking roof. I'm about to scale the roof. No, I'm just kidding. But it's just the towered part. And then, of course, they have multiple runways. So I was confused about my traffic pattern. You know what I'm saying? Because they got some runways going on a zigzag type shit. Like, it's not, it's so I have to remember which runway I'm doing my traffic pattern on, let alone talk to this and listen to the ATC or the tower, you know what I'm saying, airport, and be able to repeat it back. So in other words, when they tell you to do something, you follow back on the comms, and you got to tell them exactly what they told you to fucking do. And it's interesting because I tell people to do that for me. If I say I need you to do this, that, and the fucking third, and they say okay, and I say now repeat it back what I asked you to do. So now I have to be able to fucking repeat it back the exact way they say it for what they want me to do. So I gotta get used to this shit and talking to them motherfuckers. And I could tell because I heard one guy, pilot on the comms, and so the air traffic control motherfuckers came in and told that motherfucker that you better repeat yourself and you better motherfucking repeat it clear. You better goddamn, you from where? You from who? And what? And shit. And I was like, oh, shit. I ain't know they can see your ass and watch your ass and all that other type of shit, man. So my landings was fucked up because I'm fucking off. I'm completely the fuck off. I'm terrible. Y'all so fucking nervous and shit, man, you know? So, yeah, it was some old shit, man. So I think today, you know what I'm saying, might be a hell of a lot better for a player because I'm a pilot in command, please believe it. I'm the PIC. And so, yeah, but I have an idea. I have it. I got it. I just have to make sure, you know, I'm I have to keep telling myself, there is nothing but fuck. These are humans. They're destined to die. Omicron is going to take them out. The fuck am I nervous for? That's what I'll be telling myself. Omicron, great balls of fire, going to goddamn come on their ass anyway. They ain't nothing but fucking humans. The fuck is my problem? It's fucking humans, man. They're a piece of shit. They're garbage. They're garbage, Nicole. You're everything. You were created in the image and after the likeness. Motherfucking. So anyway, alright, so it's 3 o'clock. I would play with y'all a little bit longer, but I don't fucking feel like it. My nerves are bad even talking about this shit. But remember this. Stay off them fucking frequencies. You need to put your ass back to sleep, okay? Stay off them frequencies. Anything dealing with them motherfuckers, stay the fuck away from it, okay? Because to engage in it is as if you sleep and it's your first time engaging in it. You know what I'm saying? You got me? You know, it's like, the fuck? Like, you know, it's some other shit. Sorry, you're going to have to, got something to do, man. Color something. Walk, look at trees. You know what I'm saying? Notice a tree you ain't never seen before or something. Like, first time you ever seen that goddamn tree or something. Notice something fucking totally off the script. And it says, lulling you to sleep, 1999 Omicron, lulling you to sleep to control your motherfucking ass. Come on now. The spell of sleep is the spell of forgetfulness. It's amnesia. That's what the spell of sleep is, a comatose state. You wake up and you don't remember a goddamn thing that happened to you before you hit the spell of sleep, before you got in the coma. You understand? You don't remember shit but little glimpses. So that's what the fuck. Just think about it, y'all. Just think about this shit. I'm about this motherfucker, man. Holy Tabitha Show. Tonight. No, it ain't. Saturday night, 9 p.m. Come dance with us. The man of the hour will come on. I can set it up now. But, yeah, I'm playing the man of the hour right after this shit. That way I'll be done. And that shit could be on. Autoplay. Y'all have an awarding day. Strong beginning and not a weekend. The Donna Coleon Show is Monday through Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, the Son of Man Show is on Sundays. Check it out, please, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio, Man of the Hour, 7 days a week. Y'all have an awarding day, a strong beginning and not a weekend. Peace.
Radio.